participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Let's see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips. Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Welcome to that.
Into the groove.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Go, Bob, on my knob. Half munch.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Grandfather's banana's fantastic.
Yeah, okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right. All right.
I think we made it.
Oh, here they are. Oh, get them out of here.
Hi, boys.
Get those bastards out of here.
They are.
Selling Rob's cookies door to door.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Don't miss out on the hate mix. Those are good cookies. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. The telephone is not a toy, and all the ships at sea. It's the home of Mike Elston's world-famous Yiddish dialect, the Don and Mike Show.
What's not to like?
Give me a second. All right.
Hold on a second.
Hi, Mike.
Stand by, Americans. We are waiting for Don to get something out of his packet.
No.
He's getting something out of his satchel. He's enjoying himself. Let's join him.
It's a mess. Give me a second.
Well, now what happened? A little pandemonium before the show started or what?
You know, as always, meeting with Ken, which can't happen until...
I thought Ken wasn't here today.
He's here. He's here. Had a meeting with him that, of course, can't happen until 5 minutes before we go on the air.
He likes to do that. I didn't know he was here.
So give me a second.
Hi, Ken.
Give me a moment. Just give me a second. Goddamn second.
Your folder took a nasty spill.
Yes, it did. All my papers are all over the place.
Well, obviously, Ken has flustered you again.
No.
Obviously, he's flustered you tremendously.
As always.
All right, I'm ready. Here we
Good.
Go.
All right. Now, me still recovering from all these news stories about all this boozing on campus.
Yes. Hold on. Obviously, am
what
I ready?
What are we going to do?
Okay, I'm ready. I got the thing.
I have an idea.
I got the other thing.
You got the stuff?
I'm ready. Okay.
Start the show.
Ready?
Here we go. Yeah, baby.
All righty now.
The Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Wednesday. Play it. April 10th.
Right.
Phone numbers from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067.
Buzz was drunk.
And WNEW 877-692-1027. Yes, and I would be remiss if I did not start the show today. As a matter of fact, when he had me on the ground, it was that... boozy breath that was blowing in my face. He said, hey, a-hole, I don't care how busy you are in the meeting with the general manager. Introduce me, asswipe.
He's still drunk from last night.
There he is, a very rough, a very angry, still drunk, Buzz Burbank. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
And welcome to the show, everybody. Okay, we're going to start with the new email deal.
Yeah, I saw Lisa working on that in the office.
This is a new way for you, the Don and Mike consumer, to talk with us, your favorite disc jocks.
Because communication, Don, is what we're all about. We're in the communications business.
So let's communicate. So here's the deal. If you want to send us an email, and the reason that we're going with this is because it's not just emails.
Right.
You send us emails, and through Verizon.com, we are able, with a computer voice, to actually read the emails on the air with the computer reading your emails to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you have something you'd like to say,
something that's really burning inside of you.
Let me tell you, though, that if you want to cuss, you have to use initials.
Please.
Because
you'll be edited out just like you would be on the radio.
Well, no, the system won't accept it.
Wow.
For instance, so we've tried.
Okay.
We've sent emails that said
system won't accept it.
FUC, and it just won't accept it.
You mean it's like how?
Yes, it is. It has.
Hello, Dave.
It's been set up
now
not to accept the dirty words.
Now, please don't let profanity on the Don and Mike show.
But it has not been set up not to allow initials such as FU. Yes, it is a computer that edits out swear words.
Pretty cool. Computers are smart.
So the question is,
we're so computerized now.
The question now is, up and down the line, do all of our dump guys have to worry about their jobs?
Mm-hmm.
Because if there is a computer that can take out nasty words,
right?
Perhaps someday the actual position of pressing the button and taking out the dump the words that should be dumped will be done by a computer.
Well, it's like the voice-activated word processor. That never really took off because the technology has not been honed and refined. So I think as long as the spoken word is what they're worried about, coming out on the radio,
I think we're
years away from
that. No, they have VCRs now, as a matter of fact, that take out swear words for parents who don't want their kids to hear them.
Really?
Yeah, it's true.
I'm just trying to light a fire under those dumb board operators that we have and say, if you want to keep your job
right
a little bit longer, why don't you let your finger just stay away from the button?
They actually have VCRs that do that?
Yes, they do.
Oh, man.
Mine just tapes the swear word.
I'm really tempted to swear right now. I don't know why, but I decided I'd pull off. I was going to go F&A.
So here is the dump, okay?
The dump? Like the dumb button?
Whose phone is ringing?
It's not mine.
I don't know.
It's not mine. Mike?
It's not mine.
Is it yours, Mike?
Hold on.
Does everybody hear that phone ringing?
Yeah, I still hear it.
Just wait a minute. I usually turn it off before the show.
He's looking for his phone.
Hold on just a second now.
It's in his coat.
Hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute.
Rob, I see on the caller ID you're calling me. Rob, no, I'm not going to do this again.
Do it.
I'm not going to do this again.
All right, hold on a second.
It's not me, Don.
Hello?
Hi, Don, it's Rob.
Hi, Rob. Rob, you're in the same room with me, asswipe. Turn your phone off.
Goodbye, then.
Goodbye, then. Good day to you.
Wait a minute. Good day to you. Please give me a second.
Okay, let me give out the address so you can email us.
Oh, good.
And then the computer will play back the emails at various times during the show.
Cool.
Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com. Okay, that's the address. Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com.
Hey, Bill. Bill, are you anywhere near a radio right now? Are you near a radio? Turn the radio on. Hey, Bill. How long have we been pals?
Oh, dear.
I talk about Ohio State University on the show.
Oh, is this the Ohio State guy?
This is the Ohio State University.
Dumbass.
No, he's the guy that... Bill, you called... My phone was ringing during the show. I'm getting a lot of crap about it right now. Are you there?
The Ohio State.
What's that?
There's your graduate of the Ohio State.
Well, anyway, leave a message, Bill. I guess you might have already left a message. Ah, very good. Well, I will call you back as soon as I get off the air today. No, as a matter of fact, Don is now absolutely lambasting the Ohio State
University.
The Ohio State.
Do they not teach time there?
Okay.
You know, I don't know which is worse.
I will talk to you later, Bill.
You might
want to save this on tape. The little conversation with me, me talking and you not being heard.
I do not know. We can hear him, Mike.
Take care.
We can hear him.
Bye, Bill.
I do not know which is worse, you answering your phone during the show or Buzz doing a jumble.
That was Bill.
I guess it's Buzz doing the jumble since that was not planned.
My
that
was, God, that was not, how dare you compare the two?
That was not planned on your part.
You know, I don't get a lot of phone calls.
Just from the dumb Ohio State guy.
I don't get a lot of phone calls because, you know, it's just not what I get. I don't get a lot of communication.
Listen, Verizon Unified Communication.
Right.
Are you unified? To find out more, call 1-877-572-UNIFY.
Obviously, we're not.
Or go to www.verizon-uc.com. Yo-ho!
Man, the night is bitter.
Now,
stars have lost their glitter.
Also, if you are going to send us an email today, text only, not HTML. Okay.
What is HTML?
Anything other, anything fancier than just plain text.
Tough mean ladies.
Special fonts, pictures, all of those things can be HTML. It's more.
What is HTML?
Heifers, teats, meat, legs.
Exactly.
I don't know what it means either. I really don't. But just send text, not HTML.
Right. Horny, tall, mean ladies.
Okay. So that's the new deal. Send us the email.
Sorry about that.
No problem. And at some point, we'll start pulling the emails off and playing them for you here on the radio. Jesus Christ. HTML, what is it? Symbols? It's the language of the computer?
Yeah, anything more fancy than just plain text.
There's so much of that stuff where you said, well, do you want it in plain paper or HTML or something like that? Mm-hmm. Do you want to open it or save it to disk? Just send me the goddamn mail.
Okay, now, let me move on to the show here, please. Now that we've got the computer stuff, I have a request for you. It stands for Hypertext Markup Language.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that,
no,
Buzz?
I have no idea.
I just saw it on the screen. Someone's calling with that. Okay, I need somebody from the New York area to come by WNEW today. Someone who speaks Spanish.
Huh?
Because I have figured out one reason that the show has not climbed above a 1.1 share in the ratings.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
All right.
Every day I get in a cab in New York. Every day I talk to people in New York when we're in a city. And trust me, English is the second language of New York City. Much like everywhere in America.
Where you and I live, we have a bunch of guys that drive cabs that are Dominicans. And they're listening to their Spanish radio stations every morning. Do you hear that Spanish morning show that they listen
to? Yes, I hear the one, and it sounds to me like...
it's a morning zoo in Spanish.
Like Z100 in Spanish, right? Where the guy's going, bongaladang, bongaladang, and they got the... And then they play the jingle, and then they play a record, and over the intro of the record, it's four or five guys and a girl, and they're laughing, and they're ringing the bells, and they're doing all that stuff.
Right.
Nothing greater than seeing Nana, the owner of our deli, speaking not her native tongue, but Spanish.
I was speaking Spanish to a cab driver on my way to dinner last night, and talking about... Pedro Martinez and Afonso Soriano and Alex Rodriguez, and you know, you're talking about that.
So not only here in New York, but also in Washington, in many of the cities that we broadcast to, Spanish is a big language. Yeah. I know disc jockeys. I got some friends who work down in Miami. I know it's one guy who works at Y100, and he actually does his show every night in Spanglish. What he does is he does half English, half Spanish.
Oh, bueno.
Which is to me, sounds like a freaking train wreck, but apparently it works.
Wow.
Okay? So what I'm thinking is, for one break today, as an experiment...
We will speak only Spanish?
No. What I would like is to have someone come in the studio.
See?
And as you and I are speaking...
They will translate?
They will translate...
Cool.
They'll be on another mic.
That could be a regular feature.
And perhaps we can we can do it with other languages as well.
We could translate for the melting pot that is New York City.
German.
And Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. and all our big cities.
Do but German. I'm thinking, but right now, Rob, will you stop with the do German?
German.
No.
Yeah. Don't you see?
Stop it.
German. Yeah, stop
we,
it.
We see.
Acht Lieber.
God damn it. We're going to start with Spanish.
All right.
Because again today, I'm coming over, and the guy in the cab, you know, I say, 57th and 7th. And the guy turns around and goes, huh? I go, 57th and 7th. Meanwhile, the guy's got the Dominican flag hanging from his
right.
rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the bum-ba-da-bum-ba-da-bum-ba radio on. I finally have to write it down. 57th and 7th. And I'm thinking, who can I call
hace calor.
To figure out how to say 57th and 7th in Spanish?
Hace frío.
To the guy. So he finally gets me to the radio station. We're going to try this for a break today. If there's anybody out there listening who speaks fluent Spanish.
And can translate.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be bilingual. Call us up, and for one break today...
You're going to bring him into the studio?
Yeah, while we're talking, we'll put that person on the guest mic, and as we are speaking or taking phone calls or doing whatever we're doing, got some guests coming in today.
When we have that happen, please, everyone in the studio, no interrupting.
We will have them translate as best as they possibly can.
Very good.
We got a guy on the line who's bilingual. Well, maybe we can try it on the telephone. Hello?
Hey, Don.
Buenos dias. Buenos dias. What's your name, my friend?
Michael,
are you bilingual?
Yes, I am.
Oh, come on. Miguel?
Miguel de la Noche.
Bueno.
Graduado de CSB.
All right, so let's see now. See if you can just follow along and repeat what we're saying. Even if you're a beat or two behind us, if you can just get the essence of what we're saying. Because I want to see what this would sound like with someone actually in the studio. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We have a brand new email service here. You can email us at the radio station.
Tenemos una servicio nuevo de email. Que tú puedes mandar a la estación
de
la emisora.
No, actually, what you've got to do is Mike and I are just going to be talking, and you have to listen and process it, and you speak at the same time.
Okay.
We should explain the fact. Keep going, sir. We should explain the fact that what we're doing right now is translating our show in Spanish.
And see, what you should be doing right now, while I was saying that and Mike was saying that, you should have been translating that already.
Okay, I got
no,
what you want.
I'm sorry. He's disqualified.
Try it again right now.
Okay, trata de nuevo.
Okay, we have a brand new email service that we're setting up where you can send us email through the computer.
Tenemos un servicio nuevo de email que puede mandar por la computadora.
The email address is Don and Mike.
El dirección de email.
At Verizon-UC.com.
Don and Mike.com.
You suck at this job.
No, this is bad. You're fired.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Thank you for trying, though.
Good try.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
He made a valiant effort.
Yes, he did. There's got to be somebody like at the United Nations.
Well, it's just around the corner. Right?
When they put, you know, when they put those the headphones on like you wear, the kind that you and I must wear.
There we go, and that's we. But the Soviet minister is saying that you are full of crap.
Correct.
Big pieces of crap.
Hello,
thank you.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Hi.
Who's this?
Hello. Hola.
Hello.
Who is this, please?
This is a woman who has difficulty understanding English.
Hello?
Yes, who is this, please?
Oh, Jade.
Hi, Jade, what are you, bilingual, honey?
Yes, I am.
Really?
Hi, guys, I love you guys. Hi, Mike.
Hi, baby.
We love you, too. Okay, let's see how good you are at this, okay? What I'm going to do right now is just start reading some 1-900 ads out of a sex magazine.
All righty.
Now, see, you should have started already when I said I'm going to start reading 1-900. Start right now.
Okay.
Start right now.
Ahora mismo, Dan va a comenzar a hablar.
Horny older women. Nasty girls. Horny local girls.
Viejas bellacas. Viejas jóvenes bellacas.
No,
let me explain to you.
Now you're supposed to say, no.
Let me explain to you now. I don't speak Spanish.
Okay.
I do.
But I'm going to tell you, how I would like this to work. What I want you to do is you speak...
Mike, shut up.
You speak, Jade, you speak in Spanish.
Okay.
Just for like 30 seconds.
Hablo español.
And I'm going to pretend that I understand what you're saying, and I'm going to show you how this should work.
30 minutos.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Go, okay. Jade. Go.
Segundos.
Buenos dias a todo el mundo aquí en Nueva York.
Hello, everybody in New York. No, no, you just got to keep going, though. Just talk.
Oh, and then you're going to be speaking English behind me?
We're going to translate your Spanish.
Even though I don't understand it, I'm going to show you how this should work.
Okay. Buenos dias a todo el mundo.
I am a horny Latin chick.
Aquí en Nueva York.
Looking for the kind of man who can really satisfy me. I, for years, have wanted to sleep with a man.
And now I want to sleep with both Don and Mike.
Because I understand
that they are hung like huge Mexican donkeys.
Most men in my life have been inadequate for me. However, Don and Mike, they are real men.
It's just too chopped up.
Yeah, sorry.
Very
Tommy, thank you, though. Thank you. Well, maybe this idea won't work. I don't know. Hello, Sean.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great, thanks.
You guys rocking, that's for Tim.
Thank you.
Okay, here's the deal. Here's what you guys need to do. Get two fellas that can speak Spanish. That way, and then you can have headphones. One can only hear Don, one can only hear Mike, and it'll be real fluent.
You know, that's not a bad idea.
That is a good idea.
I guess we do need two translators.
Two translators, one for you, one for me.
One who could immediately repeat what I'm saying in Spanish.
Yeah, because then you get the two voices.
Yes.
Which would separate both of us.
Okay, so we need two Spanish guys or girls.
We need two translators to come down.
Come down today. At some point during the show, so we can do a bilingual show.
Si.
Which I am positive will immediately skyrocket our ratings.
Right. Translator.
When the cab drivers are flipping around and they get to 102.7 and we're speaking their language.
Translación en español para inglés.
Hey, guys.
Very nice, yes.
Do I get a consultancy fee?
No. F you.
Okay, thanks, man.
Well, F you.
Get out of here.
F you. Well, F you. Sizzling balls in action.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Your sizzling gutter balls tonight. We avenge our first ever humiliating loss.
Oh, are we going to make... It's going to be revenge.
Oh, yeah. Team aggravation. This is the team that we're bowling against tonight.
Vendetta.
Revenge begins at 7 o'clock tonight.
Vendetta!
We'll be bowling at the Woodhaven Lanes in Queens. There will be no mercy.
None.
Information, directions, go to www.
Going down, Pops.
WNEW.
Crazy old man.
.com. So, Buzz got hammered last night?
Last night, we went out to a new restaurant, recently opened up restaurant here in New York, and Buzz, when I arrived, was just absolutely S-faced.
Quite by accident. Normally, I have maybe a couple of martinis with dinner, and there's no problem. But I got halfway through number one, and I was lost. I was in trouble.
I have a complaint. I went out. I don't expect you to join us when you come out a lot of times. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But most, you don't make any secret about the fact that you're kind of a homebody. You like to hang around your house, and so that's it. And so I accept that. However, with the rest of our crew, okay, I'd like to just pick up the boring factor from our... You know, I know we've been coming up to New York and having these meals together, but when it's just like, I have to go home and watch TV. I have to go... We're in the greatest city in the world. We're having this wonderful meal, and everybody's talking about, I have to go home and watch TV. I'd like it. I would like our group, when we go out, out. You understand me? We go out. We don't just go out and race through a dinner to get to our television sets in our hotel rooms. Thank you.
Well, now, on behalf of...
Now, Buzz has an excuse. Buzz was,
he was drunk.
I mean, watch Checker Rob and watch Checker Lisa, who were just dying to get back to their home hotel rooms
my
to fornicate. They were dying to get back to
my favorite show.
They're both checking their watches, you know. It's disconcerting.
Lisa, come in and say this yourself. Don't just type it.
Don't just type it.
She just typed me a message.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sneaky.
We are not all single, Mike.
Yes.
And looking to get drunk and hook up.
Oh, I'm not aware of Lisa's marital status. She's been very on the QT about it. That perhaps she wants to talk about that. She's not single.
I'm telling you, that's what it says.
Lisa, we'll share. Share with us if we're not single.
I'm not married. That's what she's just written on the screen now. I'm not married.
Well, she's got to come in here.
Yeah, Lisa, please
Lisa, get in here.
Please come in here. Come in here.
She says she can't get away.
Oh, sure you can.
Lisa. Oh,
get off that email thing.
Lisa, come in here
for a second. Come here. I understand where they're coming from.
Now, Rob, I will give Rob a little credit, too. Rob had his your favorite TV show, right? 24?
Right, 24. It's a great show.
But frankly, I don't believe it. I don't believe that Rob and Lisa. I don't believe that Rob and Lisa were going back to watch television.
Oh, you got to stir this one up again.
I'm sorry. Just the way they behave. They were just. I mean, as soon as the final check was asked for, they were just squirming in their seats to get out of there. Now,
yeah.
Buzz, on the other hand, I think they tolerated Buzz in the cab on the ride home.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, Buzz was a little wobbly.
Sure.
You know,
but, he left him in the cab.
But I went out, and I went to the movies by myself last night, and I was just, I would have liked a little friendly companionship, but it's, these two kids right here. You just, they were so anxious to get back to that hotel room.
Where's the rebuttal?
There's no rebuttal. I got back. I called my wife. I watched 24. I finished watching Ferris Bueller's Day Off and then to bed.
And Lisa?
I got home, I watched TV, watched Ferris Bueller, talked to his wife, and we went to bed.
There you go.
Enough said. There we go.
There you go.
All right. But what's this, we're not all single?
There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us. I'm just saying not all of us are single.
Yeah?
That's all.
I mean, but didn't you get from that email that she sent you that perhaps her status has changed a little bit?
No, I told you I wasn't married.
You're not married.
I was just reading what she instant messaged.
How would you interpret that? That I am.
I would interpret that. My interpretation.
How would you interpret it, Beth?
My interpretation is that what she was saying is that Buzz is married,
right?
And Rob is married,
right?
Rob is still married,
right?
And that perhaps they. They would have an obligation, a reason,
right,
not to want to go and tear it up.
Right, right.
Frankly, I myself don't know, except, I know behind the scenes.
Yes.
I know that behind the scenes,
yes,
you and Lisa hate each other.
Yes.
Otherwise,
yes. Right.
I am sure that she would be more than glad to be your companion on the town.
So from that I mail the instant message, you didn't get any change in her status at all?
You're just reading however you want to.
Is there any change in your status at all? Or
you can read it however you want to.
I'm just asking. Is there, because that would indicate to me.
I know she's got a boyfriend.
Ah.
And she's keeping it a secret from us.
Is that true?
Okay, if you want. You can think whatever you want to think.
That's not what I want.
I'm just asking, I'm telling you
what I've heard.
What you've heard.
What I've heard.
You've heard that she has a boyfriend and she's keeping it a secret
from us.
Yes,
because maybe we ruin things with dumb Nick.
We ruin that. Well, that's what this show does. It ruins relationships.
I know that. Oh, don't blame your marriage on the show.
Have to blame it on something. Well, I'm certainly not going to accept personal responsibility.
I was going to say mirror, mirror on the wall.
Don't expect that to happen. Ever.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Okay, my friend.
So I wanted to know if any time during dinner last night, Rob looked at Lisa and said, DOT tonight?
DOT.
Constantly.
Whispering in my ear.
Do our thing.
they do their thing with that Mind Fuhrer before 24.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Take it easy.
Thank you for the call.
Now, the bottom line is, I think I was kind of in the mood to bop around last night. And,
I thought you weren't feeling well.
I was after the 3 glasses of wine that I had at dinner. I was feeling actually kind of perky. I wasn't as feeling as well as Buzz was.
Oh, man. No. And Buzz, what is it with you?
You had a half a drink, I thought.
I was sabotaged. This was the most potent, powerful vodka ever to touch my lips. I don't know what happened.
I got a theory on that, too.
Yeah, and I agree with your theory 1,000%.
I got a theory on that.
I'd love to hear it.
Well, you have half a bottle of Vicodin before dinner, and then you show up at dinner, and you have, one sip of a drink, and man, you're bummed. And now, I wasn't there.
Right.
Because, as Mike mentioned, I do go my own way.
But you're clear about it. I mean, we know right away.
When Rob asked me yesterday, Rob said, we have room for you at dinner if you'd like to join us. I said to Rob, no effing way.
Right. You followed it with no offense, to which I said, none taken.
Yeah, no offense, but no effing way.
I had a great time going to the movies by myself. As it turned out, it was a wonderful evening.
Good.
Apparently, I missed Cameron Diaz, who was at the same theater I was, going to a premiere. I think that's the movie theater I went to.
Yeah, John said it was.
All I know is that when I'm sitting with these guys this morning and talking to them, they're saying, man, you wouldn't believe Buzz last night. He had two sips of a martini, and he was drunker than we've ever seen him.
I was stunned. I had the wind knocked out of me by that beverage last night.
It really must have been like rocket fuel.
It really was.
He looked and he said, wow, I'm drunk. Okay. And when you get to that point, yeah. You know, you are drunk.
Well, hopping.
All right, Buzz. Whatever.
No prescription drugs, no over-the-counter drugs.
If that's what you're, if that's your story, then you can stick with the story.
I'm trying to figure out if I was at the same movie theater where Cameron Diaz was there with Christina Applegate. Is it the Lincoln Square IMAX?
That's the one that John said it was, yeah.
But I don't think it was last night. I think they were there Monday night.
Selma Blair, Cameron Diaz, and Christina Applegate took in the premiere of their film, The Sweetest Thing, at Lowe's Lincoln Square on Monday.
Right, Monday. I just said it was Monday.
Why can't these newspapers be timely?
Well, the newspaper is timely.
This is, excuse me.
I knew it from watching Entertainment Tonight that they were there on
Monday. I wasn't watching television. I was eating dinner and going to a film.
No, I knew it from two nights ago watching Entertainment Tonight.
I enjoyed Panic Room, too.
Ah.
Great New York movie.
You are such a mess. You are such...
Yes, I know I'm a mess.
You are such a star effer. You are such a mook.
How am I a star effer?
Because you're looking in the newspaper.
To see that if they were at the theater when I... Well, obviously they were there 24 hours earlier. I enjoyed it by myself, though. Beautiful theaters.
Nice.
Very nice.
You know what I think? I think what you need, really is a companion.
What do you mean? I need a friend, male or female, up here.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you need a hua or a guma.
But I don't need the kind of companion who will just be me and this friend. I need someone who's going to plug me into social circles.
Matt Stout.
There you go. I mean, I've refrained, really, from calling my good friend Candace Bushnell, who, of course, is Carrie on Sex and the City.
Didn't her marriage...
And is totally plugged in.
Didn't her marriage break up?
Yeah, I'm not unaware of that. But, I mean, you know, I was thinking...
Make the move! Make the move!
As I was walking around Lincoln Square last night, and I'm just saying to myself, man, there's stuff happening in this city. And I'm sitting there having dinner, you know, no offense, with you guys who, you know, who get excited about watching TV in the hotel room. And this is the most happening city in America.
That's true.
And I'm just sitting here, you know, going to the movies by myself and not plugged into that social scene, which I do so well in.
It'll come. It'll happen.
You know, and you know what? I got to lose about 30 pounds first. I really do. Because, I mean, it's just not the look. This is not going to be the look that's going to get me into the exclusive parties. But I want to get plugged in. Do you understand what I'm saying? I need that right now in my life. I need to go to some of those premieres.
Why?
Because, man, I need it. I need it like people need oxygen.
God damn, you're falling apart.
I am falling apart.
You really are falling apart before my very eyes.
No, here's the deal.
And take those sunglasses off.
Let's look at it
take
this way.
Take those sunglasses off.
We're in show business, right?
We are not. We're in radio.
All right.
We're not in show biz. We're disc jockeys.
Well, but it's a form of show business.
Don't forget that. You are losing perspective, man.
I'm just trying to make my way.
What have we always said? We're on the ladder of show biz. We are one rung above clowns at bar mitzvahs.
I understand this, Dave.
And
I just think here.
Sometimes I feel like we're looking up their skirts.
Can I say something seriously? And I mean this. And everybody in this room knows I mean this seriously.
Okay.
We're up here. We're all basically, even though, you know, I'm not in the current familial situation that a lot of people, but we're away from our families. And when we're up here, we sit here like fungi. We sit here like little mushrooms on a lot. We don't take advantage of this incredible resource. We come up here and we just dick around.
What do you do when you're at home?
What I do at home is I go home to see my family.
Okay.
That's what I do here. Here, we're upstairs. We go out to dinner, maybe, once in a while. We don't seem to be...
Why don't you get on one of them double-decker buses and take the tour of
New
York?
Not a tourist thing. Not a tourist thing. I think we got to be more plugged into this city.
I think you speak for yourself.
I know I do. Believe me, I know I do.
I think you speak for yourself.
I most certainly do.
The rest of the people on the show.
It's boring.
It's boring.
We want to have fun, want to go to things, want to do stuff.
Then go ahead.
Bring your wife up here. I'll go out with her.
Do it.
We'll go out and we'll do the fun little theater things, you know, the happening things that happen in this city. A lot goes on in this town, and we're just sitting idly by. Missing the boat, missing the opportunities.
Look at this man.
There you go.
Look at this man.
No, I'm just, you know, that's the way I feel. That's really the way
I
feel.
Yes, you are. Go out!
But half the time I'm, you know, I'm just as lazy and tired as everybody else on this crew and I want to go back.
Just go out by yourself.
Well, I did.
I mean,
I did what I do. I went to a movie.
The last 2 days you've been Logie.
Yeah.
How they said to you the last couple of days, wow, What's up with you, man?
I'm still logy. What do they call it, Rob?
General malaise.
A general malaise.
Yeah. Yes,
due to the pollen count.
We went to live theater the last time we were here.
That
we
I like.
Together. That was nice.
I want more of that.
On other plans.
Want more of that. Want more of that. Want that every time.
We're
want
not
that.
Your social directors,
I'm
though.
Not saying you're my so. You. I don't expect you. We. What do you mean, we?
We.
You don't have anything to do with that.
I speak for the group.
Okay. You speak for the group.
No, you don't. I believe.
You're the leader.
I believe I speak for the group.
You're the alpha male of the group.
I believe that the other ones don't have the balls to tell you.
No, the other ones, I get the vibe from the other ones. They're into, they, you know what they like? They like what you like. They like routine. They like routine. You mm-hmm. like routine.
I love routine.
You kind of like routine a little bit.
I'm a creature of that.
You're hard to figure out.
I'm moody.
She likes routine. Mm-hmm. She likes routine.
You know. Usually, I'm happy to go back to the hotel, grab a nap, dinner, home,
right.
bed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fine.
But I'm ready. I'm ready for a little liveliness.
You know, let me just.
And
say.
I got to make my own fun. You're absolutely right. I got to make my own fun. I got to figure it out. I'm working on it. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to figure out.
What are you going to do today after the show? Go out, buy yourself a nice fancy shirt.
Oh, you made him spit out his water.
Get yourself a nice fancy shirt.
Yourself, he's choking.
Are you okay?
He's turning purple.
And then,
I'm okay. You got me with that one.
And then
it's always a fancy shirt, isn't it?
And then, you know, do what you do. God. I mean, go to the hot spots. Look at the call the girl that you never got anything off of in high school.
Never.
Call Candace Bush.
Never going to happen.
And say to her, Candace, listen,
never
hey,
happen.
It's Mike O'Mara. I'm separated. My friends are douchebags. They won't come out of their rooms to socialize with me.
Right.
Well,
they do. We go out to dinner. That's fun. I enjoy that. And a lot of times, I think Rob and Lisa and Buzz could probably make a case for the fact that they've gone out to dinner without me.
Sure.
More often than than not, because I don't come along for that. When I'm holed up, and because when I'm in my room, I'm crying.
Tears.
Oh. Tears. All tears right. of agony. Agony tears.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great, thank you.
Three words.
Yes.
Misery loves company.
Hey, F you.
You sound pathetic, Mike.
Well, I know I do, but I'm sorry, and you're absolutely right, and that's why I said F you. You dialed it in.
Good day to you, sir.
You wasted.
Good day to you, sir. Oh, I didn't have the balls to say that to you, but I had to say
misery
it.
Loves company. Yes, well, of course we like a little company
and fancy shirts.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Mike.
Now, I just want to stop you right there. If this is a Punch Me segment, I'm not taking it. I'm not taking it. Do you understand me?
No, I'm not going to bash you.
I just wanted to warn you, so go ahead.
You want to get plugged into the circles that go on in New York, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Even though I'm not plugged into it in Washington, and I've lived there for 20 years. I hate that circle.
You guys are on the air until 3 o'clock, right?
Yes.
All right. That gives you at least 4 hours before me and my friend Fendi can come on, and we can take you out into the social circle.
I have no idea what he's saying.
Nor do I.
But I know he was mocking me, and I'm having none of it.
Was he being a fag?
I think he was doing a gay Ron and Fez thing.
Yeah. I could be there.
Like a bit.
You would go out with the gays?
No.
Listen, Homo Joe is coming into the city tomorrow. Homo Joe's going to be on the show tomorrow. Tomorrow night, you could go out with Homo Joe. What are you looking at me in that tone of voice for?
Because you hurt me so easily there. Of course I'm not going. Homo Joe, it's not a question of him being homosexual. It's like, well, why don't we just call Dennis Murphy, Tom Gavin, Cheryl the Big Dyke, and
now
have everybody come up right there, and then there's Lewis a call, too.
There is someone who shares your love.
Of what? Of what, men?
No. Of the flamboyant New York lifestyle.
I am not looking for flamboyant.
Let's go to the hippest discotheque with
I'm not looking for that.
With the mirror ball going around.
I don't even know what I'm looking for. I'm looking for, I'm looking for more.
The next Mrs. Mike O'Mara.
I am no such thing.
Cocktail parties with interesting people.
Yes.
That's right.
That would be a start.
Absolutely.
And then to Studio 54 with Mick and Bianca.
There you go.
God damn.
That city's gone, Rob.
What's that?
That city no longer exists.
Oh, you're just being silly.
Yeah, it's just, sometimes I feel like we're here all week and we twiddle our thumbs. That's all. That's my only point. I really don't know what I'm looking for.
Then change your own life.
Change it yourself.
Mr. Warhol, my name is Mike O'Mara.
Take the reins.
Have you met Liza?
He lives underground, Rob.
What's that?
Mr. Warhol.
He's dead. Liza's well, though.
Who did you say that about at breakfast today?
Oh, Jackson Weaver.
Jackson Weaver. You were talking about where just, which one lives in Switzerland. I said, well, one lives underground, right?
That's because he's dead. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, it's this is Pat from West Virginia.
Hi, Pat.
Hey, I was calling, wondering if the reason Mike might be, he seems kind of frustrated. I mean, everyone,
really?
Yes, you do. You really do. Seems like everyone's picking on you. I was wondering, it seems like the other day you were on the radio, you were mentioning about selling tickets and putting people in the seats for your band.
Yes.
It sounded,
Paxl Rose.
It was all about the music. Now all of a sudden you're worried about selling tickets. It sounds like, have you sold out for your music?
Mike is conflicted, sir.
You know, I can only deal with one issue at a time, sir.
Well,
I can only deal with one issue at a time. Yeah, you know what? And your point is well taken. I actually have given that thought.
You know, because your music would be kind of like an outlet.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, that would be absolutely true. That over the past weekend, it was not as much fun as it had been because it became maybe larger than it should be.
That's tough when you get to be Paxl Rose.
It's very tough when you hit big.
Hello. Make it about the music.
Donna Mike Show.
A lot of things going on in my life, man.
Hello.
Spending a lot of plates.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to clear this up right now for you. I think Mike's in love with Lisa. I think that's the whole problem. He's showing a lot of aggression here today. And
I can tell you something, sir, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Nothing is further from the truth than Mike in love with Lisa.
I like Lisa a lot. I think Lisa's a good producer.
Yeah.
She's a good buddy. Are we buddies or not? Lisa? Lisa? Lisa?
But Mike is not in love with Lisa.
No, I'm not in love with Lisa.
There's someone else on the show who's in love with Lisa.
That's right.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yes, absolutely. We all know that.
Hello.
Buzz.
It's Mike.
Rob.
Hello.
Speak to Mr. Mike, please.
Yes, right here. Mr. Mike is here.
Mike.
What?
You're losing it, brother. This is the beginning of the end of your life.
Wow. Wow. What is that supposed to mean?
Well, you're already affiliated with Rob A., and he's a queer, and he's going down the tubes. The show's next.
Wow.
Oh,
a friend. So he's bringing both Rob and myself down.
Well, at least now we know the source of your problem. It's me.
It's you, yeah. Absolutely.
I didn't know you were queer, Rob.
Well, truth comes out.
Rob and I have covered that magnificently over the years.
All right, thank you, my friend. Thank you. Goodbye. Get out of here.
Mike, let's sever ties and cut your losses.
Let's do that right now. Let's do.
One more call. We got a break. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hi.
Buzz.
Hey.
Good day to you.
Good day to you. Listen, I'll tell you this. All I know is that last night, while you were, complaining about the fact that nothing's going on, I'm laying in my own stink in my bed, watching a goddamn Andy of Mayberry, a color Andy of Mayberry, which cannot suck enough. And the phone rings at 10:45, and it's my wife, and she says, "Are you watching?" And I said, "Huh?" And she said, "It's only the best Osbournes I've ever seen in my life."
You missed the Osbournes?
Oh, no. And I
can't believe you missed it.
I refused to turn it on because it was halfway through.
Oh, my God.
So now my wife is now a step ahead of me.
Yeah.
That she has seen the Osbournes.
She was talking yesterday on the show about the fact that she doesn't track with it and she never knows when it's on.
Well, she figured it out. Well, I pounded it into her head yesterday.
Right.
Yesterday, seriously, when I got home, I said, "It's on 10:30 on MTV.
Right.
Watch it, watch it, watch it."
Absolutely.
And then I was watching Andy of Mayberry, and she called me and she said, according to her, it was the best Osbournes ever.
And you were watching a colorized version of
Andy of Mayberry.
Oh, man.
Pathetic. That's pathetic.
That makes me feel better.
Thank you, Mike.
I actually did have a good time. I want to make that very clear. I had a great time going to that great theater and watching Panic Room. And I thought Panic Room was a pretty good movie.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, you just wanted to say what? It's the beginning?
No, I called to tell Mike that I sympathize with him because I just got separated after 26 years of marriage.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, sir.
But no, it's okay. But listen, I'm on my way down to Kentucky on the 27th and the 28th.
When would you like to meet down there?
Well, I hooked up with a chat room, and it's called 40 Plus. And it's going to be about three women to every guy. So if you're looking for a little bit of excitement, I'd be glad to take you with me as a guest.
Thank you for making me feel so much less pathetic.
There you go.
Women over 40 in Tennessee. Come on.
Absolutely.
Go to a chat room.
Jesus Christ.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Help me.
Hello. Turn your radio down. All right. Never mind.
All right. Are we done with this?
Well, you brought it up.
I know I did.
You started it.
I had a very good time last night.
Doesn't sound like it.
Well, I did. I actually did. I mean, when I, you know, when I first left dinner, I was kind of like, man, kind of a bummer. I wish, you know, everybody was going out and hanging a little bit. And then when I went to the movie, I had a good time. I don't like, you're okay going to movies by yourself. I don't dig it too much. I feel weird.
Who cares?
I always feel like people are staring at me.
Who cares? I mean, if you really
it's like Steve Martin and The Lonely Guy, you know, when you walk into a theater.
Well, you know what you do then when you go, if you go to the movie by yourself,
yeah.
If you're worried about what people will think, you take your coat and you put it on the chair next to you.
Right.
And if anybody comes by and they go, is someone sitting, you go, oh, yes, they're just getting some snacks. And then the lights go down and the movie starts and no one knows that you're there by yourself.
A live show here in New York, you go to a live show, it's a much different experience than going to a movie. I mean, a live show, a lot of people. You see a lot of people that go to
right.
shows by themselves.
Well, you got to get out of that habit.
Yeah.
You got to get out to the clubs.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I am too old for that.
You got to get yourself a fancy shirt, and you got to get out to the same clubs that Liza and David go to.
I am buying a fancy shirt today. You know, I'm going to wear it on the show tomorrow.
All right, let's clear the line.
Can I make a request? Glass beads like Neil Diamond.
877-365-3636.
35-pound.
Chance to win a cash prize right now.
Loan me yours.
Be the 100th caller with the celebrity berm, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
100. Try to give away the money. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yeah, right. And what's your name, my friend?
Mike from New York.
Mike, listen, you've won a Blockbuster prize pack, including a DVD copy of Spy Games, or Spy Game, excuse me, with Robert Redford and Brad Pitt. Spy Game available for rent now at Blockbuster. Make it a Blockbuster night. Enjoy your free copy of Spy Game. Now, we're going to play for money with the celebrity burp. Now,
nobody's coming close to getting this, no. Right?
And here's the deal, that we started with $100, and the second day I made it $200,
right.
And the third day I made it $300, thinking I was going to be able to add $100 a day,
sure.
Until someone won the prize.
Right.
Well, I had a meeting with someone at the station who said, "You realize that you're already like into the fourth quarter budget on money giveaways for the show, wow.
Like the end of the year."
Yeah.
Wow.
Like we've already given away.
Wow.
All the money that we had allocated for the entire year.
Well, there's so much they give us to give away.
So
why are you getting crap?
So what we're going to do is,
play for a quarter?
In an effort to make the contest better for you, what I'm going to do is now start giving clues and subtracting money.
If you miss it?
Yeah. For instance, I'll give you a clue that I think is pretty good.
Oh, my God. That's so the opposite.
I'll give you a clue that's pretty good. And if you don't get it, I'm going to take $25 away from the prize.
So you're really the person, this guy right now has the chance to win the most money.
$300.
If he doesn't do it, the next person in line is going to have a chance to win $275.
Right.
Wow.
And then when it goes back down to 100.
Right.
If it goes back down to 100,
uh-huh.
That's when I'll turn all the cards over.
And you'll almost give it away.
And I'll absolutely give it away.
Very good.
So, for $300, and now everybody gets a new clue.
The cheapest show in America, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to give you a new clue. And the new clue is the celebrity burper has been on the Don and Mike Show.
That's correct.
Well, now see, now there you go. Mm-hmm.
What?
No, I'm just saying that.
Why are you just saying that?
Well, you really kind of indicated in the early days of the contest, you and your pal, that, you know, that the person really had no contact with the show.
They said not a regular guest.
Not a regular guest.
Yes. Let me just say the person has been
on the show.
On the Don and Mike Show. Hmm. Also an entertainer, an actor or an actress, and a handsome devil.
Mm-hmm.
For 300 American dollars, here you go. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Frank Sinatra.
Thank you.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is. And once again, because I'm your friend, I've lifted in that little at the very end of it. Okay, don't answer yet, please.
And the odds are in my favor.
Okay, now, for $300, who is that celebrity burper?
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, now that's a good guess.
Oh.
But unfortunately, you have now dropped the jackpot.
Oh, dear.
$275.
$275 for the next person to try.
Thank you. More exciting. Thank you. And don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
Oh, we're sorry.
Okay. Now, next time, a lot more people are going to participate because that jackpot's getting smaller.
That's right. I realize the irony of this.
I like it.
I realize that.
It fits right in with what we do on this show.
It's the backwards way of the way most stations do it, where you expect the jackpot to climb into the tens of thousands of dollars.
Right. Please. Get that prize before it dwindles away to nothing.
Well, if it gets back down to $100,
right,
then it's just going to be a flat-out giveaway.
Now, see, I think you ought to go all the way with it.
What, it's going to go down to zero?
You'll be playing for free and then just give them the answer.
Well, no, we got to have, well, I don't know. Well, all right, we'll see what happens.
Okay, good.
We'll see what happens. The people from the Smoking Gun are coming by today, smokinggun.com.
That's a fascinating website, I understand.
Sure. Outstanding website. We have sex stuff on the show today. Still looking for someone to come down and translate the show into Spanish, if possible. What about this email thing? Are we up with this email thing? The deal is now that you send us an email, donandmike@verizon-uc.com.
Okay.
And we get it translated via a computer that tells us what you're saying. Lisa tells me that we've received well over 1,000 emails already.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Now, when do I get to hear them?
About 1 minute. They're being edited. We've got a few ready to go.
We got a few ready to go. Okay, it's being edited right now. I don't know why we have to edit. What are we editing out? Bad words?
Their email addresses.
Oh, their email. Oh, I got you.
Oh, I
okay.
See.
Okay. Their email addresses. She says to me like I'm the dumbest guy
she
in the world. Their email addresses.
Duh.
Okay. Surprised you didn't know that.
Turn it on.
No, I was just going to wait till you open the door. See ya.
You want some help, Mike? You want some help?
Oh, he's throwing things.
Oh, but she'll really get mad at me.
What?
She'll really get mad at me.
Good, though. It's fun. It's all in the name of entertainment. It's all in the name of fun and entertainment.
That's right.
She'll get mad about that, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, I don't know.
I don't care.
Now I got to decide if you're going to be madder at me for not telling you or if she's going to be madder at me for telling you.
It's all about state of mind. What do you think?
Well, right now, I think you're pretty Patrick Bateman-ish, to be honest with you.
Well, then why don't you show it to me, Don?
I think that you're pretty close to cracking up.
Right. I need a little love.
Lisa? Come in here for a second. Is it okay if I tell him? Yeah. Is it okay? Because you know he's Patrick Bateman-ish.
What are you telling me?
Something that you can use when you fight against Lisa.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
This is what okay, you see?
It was fine.
That's fine?
Oh.
Okay. You know, I've had to live with
is this something I know already?
Years. No, you know.
All right.
I mean, just when you were fighting with her and you wanted something to come back with?
Yeah.
Ask her about the giant cold sore on her lip.
Where?
You can't see it? Are you blind?
No, I can't.
That's all I had, cold sore.
Oh, okay.
See, that's
all
what right. I wrote down.
Right.
Hey, I'm trying to help you, Pat.
I thought it would be something better.
Come on, that's the best thing I got on her.
I want to know the boyfriend's name.
It's the fact that when I came in today.
That's what I want
to
know.
When I came in today, she said to me, I got a cold sore, but don't say anything about it on the air.
Lisa, I swear to God, I would tell you if I could see it. I cannot see it.
No, it's because I have lipstick on. It's okay. I've had them since I was an infant.
That's okay.
All right. Okay. Sorry. All right. Sorry to you, Lisa.
Hey. That's okay. I said it was okay.
Okay. No problem. I'm not gonna bust your chops. Okay.
And Pat, I'm just trying to help you.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And I won't use that against you. Okay.
It's okay.
All right.
You can.
Even though that's what you get for just kissing anybody.
Oh dear.
That's it. That's all. That's all.
Ouch.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Really.
Matt Elliott, mind if we make out?
Oh.
All right.
Sorry.
No problem.
Sorry.
What you did.
No, I asked you first.
I won't say anything more. I won't say anything more.
I asked you first.
No problem.
We got those emails, or should I move on to the other thing I got ready here? We've got to, and incidentally, don't worry about just slamming the door when you leave the studio.
Hey, Trini, what's it like when this this band of insane individuals comes up here?
You know what it is, really, Trini? Back me up on this. It's Mike. Right.
Is it me? Is it me influencing everybody?
It's Mike.
Am I making everybody kind of squirrely?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll try to calm down. All right. But thanks, Trini. Appreciate it.
You know what we got to do?
Hey,
I swear to God today, I want someone on the show, maybe I'll do it myself, to call the Jam Jingle Company in Dallas.
Yes.
And I'll pay for this out of my own pocket. To have a jingle made that sings, Don Geronimo and Patrick Bateman.
Okay. When I'm getting crazy.
Yeah.
Which is not going to be all the time.
Okay. We just need a shout.
Right.
We need a shout. Joe, play me some of the jingles. We never play these on the network.
Hey, Joe, do you like Huey Lewis?
Play the 7-second jingle that we have. We run these just on WJFK.
And, you know, when we mention Patrick Bateman, do people really know who Patrick Bateman is? I mean, do people understand who we're talking about?
American Psycho.
American sure. Psycho.
Joe, run the jingle, please, the 7-second jingle. No. Dumbass. The one that says Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. The one that you run out of every stop set.
The ones we don't
okay,
hear.
Okay, you friggin' moron.
You were Don Geronimo and Mike
O'Mara, WJFK. Okay, I think we get with Don Geronimo and Patrick Bateman.
Do we have Patrick Bateman, tape of Patrick Bateman, so people could actually hear who Patrick Bateman is?
Why don't you run the one about moisturizing the skin?
That's the one. That's the one that shows how wrapped tight he is.
Joe, it's right to the right of you.
I believe in taking care of myself and a balanced diet and a rigorous exercise routine.
That's me.
In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches. Then I apply an Herb Mint facial mask, which I leave on for 10 minutes while I prepare the rest of my routine. I always use an aftershave lotion with little or no alcohol, because alcohol dries your face out and makes you look older. Then moisturizer, then an anti-aging eye balm, followed by a final moisturizing protective lotion.
Actually, run the one about the business cards.
That's bone.
Run the new one card.
About there you go.
What do you think?
Whoa, very nice. Look at that.
Picked them up from the printers yesterday.
Good coloring.
That's bone. And the lettering is something called Cillian Braille.
It's very cool, baby. But that's nothing.
Look at this.
That is really nice. Eggshell with vermilion type. What do you think? Nice. Jesus. That is really super. How do nitwit like you get so tasteful?
I can't believe that Bryce prefers Van Patten's card to mine.
Now, how about we just try the jingle one time, if he plays it, and we all sing
okay.
Don Geronimo and Patrick Bateman,
mm-hmm.
WJFK.
All right.
Okay, everybody.
Let's do it.
We probably need a girl's voice in on this. Lisa, can you come sing with us? And Trini? Can we get all
that'd be great.
Everybody in here? Doing the jingle, just to see what it sounds like.
Our patented six-voice sound.
And then we'll call the jingle company today, and I'll buy the jingle.
Well, Trini doesn't know what she's singing.
Okay.
Don right, Geronimo then. And Patrick Bateman.
Okay, but hold on.
When it says Don Geronimo and Patrick Bateman, do you want us just to come in on the Patrick Bateman part?
No, we should sing the whole thing.
Okay.
Trini, you got headphones? So give Trini your headphones so she can hear it again. All right, Joe, play the jingle again, please. Okay, so it's Don Geronimo and Patrick Bateman.
All right.
WJFK.
Very good.
All right, ready? Roll it, Joe. I think everybody sucked on that one.
That was really bad.
I liked it. You know, we should try it just with Lisa and Trini, maybe.
Okay.
Just with two girls.
On one microphone.
I've done this once. I have no singing on the show.
Here we go.
Come on, okay. Both of you girls by the microphone now.
Close.
Are you good? Lisa, you can take Rob's mic.
All right.
Okay?
I like when they sing on one mic, though. It's kind of cool looking.
Just the... Yeah. Okay. Ready? Roll it, Joe.
Perfect. Cancel that call to jam.
Oh, that's
good. Do it one more time.
Who's the one that went up at the end? Was that you, Lisa? Okay.
Do it one more time.
I yes, I did.
Do it one more time, and it'll be good enough to go with on a short term.
Very good.
Ready, girls?
Ready.
Roll it, Joe. That one wasn't as good.
I enjoyed it.
That was not as good.
JFK!
How about one of the shouts? Don and Mike, WJFK. Then they get Don and Pat.
Right.
Play one of the shouts, Joe.
Don and Mike,
WKFK.
Now, play the other one that's got the little bit of the something behind it. The other 3 seconds.
WKFK.
Okay, so it's simple.
We can do that.
Don and Pat.
Trick.
Okay.
Don and Patrick.
I don't think it's more with Patrick.
Patrick.
Let's try it first with Don and Pat. Roll it.
WKFK.
Sorry.
I'm a keeper.
Yeah.
We better get that jam jingle company on the phone.
Yeah. No, I can do it. I can
okay.
do this.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Roll it again, Joe. Do it.
Don and Pat. WKFK.
All right. Now, Don and Patrick. WJFK. Ready? And 3, 2, 1.
Don and Patrick.
Trini, don't just sing into the microphone. Feel it.
Eat it. All right, thank you, girls.
Thank you, ladies.
No, really,
good job.
Thanks.
Robbie, make a mental note. You and I will call
right after
the guy at Jam. I don't have the jingle cut today. Get it overnighted today.
You going to be using Lisa's microphone for the rest of the show, Rob?
Maybe not.
Don't get too close.
It's just a cold swarm.
That's, of course it is.
Okay, John, you got the emails?
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, let me just tell you also today, besides the fact that the guys from thesmokinggun.com are coming in.
Yes.
We have today, and I purposely have hid the newspaper from Mike, and I'm going to ask those of you out there who read Craig Wilson in USA Today.
I'm really excited about this.
Do not go to the website and read it.
Not today.
Don't do it today.
Because it's very special.
Treat yourself. Wait.
It's the best Craig Wilson we've ever had to read.
Fantastic.
Ever.
Great.
So that's something coming up on the show. Now you go to this website. Don and Mike, it's not a website. You just send us an email to donandmike@verizon-uc.com. And then we get the emails and we read them back on the, we play them back on the air. I don't know. We're plugging the thing in now. This is, it's, the way it was explained to me was cutting edge.
You're turning into Patrick Bateman there a little bit yourself.
No, how am I turning into Patrick Bateman?
No, it's just funny. It's just, you had the look on your face like, what are we doing?
I mean, it's been explained to me.
Right.
Like 25 different ways how we're doing
it. Correct me
this.
If I'm wrong. This is an email address, just a normal email address where people can send emails to us and then we spit them out and we share them, and it's a very, large capacity, large memory box where we can accommodate a lot of people sending emails. Is that correct?
Yes, and it's better than just getting instant feedback
right.
and us reading it.
Okay.
You can actually hear what people are saying.
Because it's quicker.
Now, you got something for me to follow along with on where I'm at and what I'm hearing?
Got the emails right here, the hard copies.
All right, okay. Beautiful.
Hear what people are saying?
Well, you'll hear the voice, the computer voice, tell us what the email is.
Oh, okay, so it's even more special.
Gets converted into voice.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Are you ready, Johnny?
Listen to them right now.
Okay, hold on.
All right, we're ramping it up, ladies and gentlemen, so you can hear our special...
this is supposed to be it now.
Star Wars technology.
The next
working
big
right
thing.
Here.
Coming from Lucas Light and Filmwork, or whatever the hell they call it.
Industrial Light and Magic.
Yeah, that gray-haired... prick.
I understand it's harder doing this.
Well, I've seen him now. No, it's not. Well, I've seen him. I can make a comment.
Okay, Pat.
God damn it.
Damn it.
Jesus, I'm talking about the guy that's been in the behind the movies.
Geronimo and Patrick Bateman.
You ever see that guy?
Yeah.
Mr.
No.
Holier Than Thou, Mr. I Am Just So
it's
Creative.
It's on AMC, right?
Right,
behind
exactly.
the scenes.
And he just thinks he's
American
so special.
Psycho.
Thinks he's so special. I tell you, I'd like to put his hands next
right
to
here,
his eyes.
John, right here?
Yeah, separately.
Now, the pod's not turned on.
Well, I know you hear it.
No, I don't hear anything.
Johnny, is there a problem?
You won't play.
Just try it on the air. Screw the cue stuff. Just turn
you
everything
hear
on.
The cue speakers if the mics are on because it mutes the cue
just
speakers.
Just turn everything on.
We're getting a lot of junior broadcasters that are learning a lot about behind the scenes right now.
They sure are.
No, it's really
not. Only the message.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Okay, here we go. Here's some emails.
Old email message. Received 10:36 a.m. today from Sharon Bailey. Subject, the Osbournes.
The what?
Don and Mike.
Osbournes.
You guys rock, and that's for you, Tim. Did you catch the Osbournes last night? It is just comical watching the Prince of Darkness trying to have a disciplined family meeting session. Although the episode with the dogs essing all over the carpet was funnier.
Okay, stop.
I like it already.
So now, see, that's the concept.
That's how we're getting our email now.
That was the concept as it was explained to me.
Uh-huh. Right, right, exactly.
And that, for me, works great.
And it works well for the blind.
Now, can we crank up the volume on that at all? Because that volume is a little low, John.
Yeah, it's the way over the phone, I think.
Okay, all right, well, let's just roll the next. We got like, we've gotten over 1,500 email messages already.
This is really exciting.
Let's just start rolling some of them. Go ahead, Joshua. Yeah.
Received 10:25 a.m. today from David I. Wonder. Subject, none. Hey, what's up? I live in the Baltimore area and listen to the show every day. I am glad that the show is lit now and not on tape delay. Each week you bowl 10 pins against the team. Would you be interested in bowling duck pins against the team 1 week? Old email message.
Okay, here's a new one.
Received 10:27 a.m.
These are all before we went on the air.
From no, today. LLEZ.
Yeah, before we went on the air today, 10:27.
Question.
You're right.
Have you ever set the jelly out of a jelly donut and filled it with chocolate swirl ice cream? Peace out, fuckers. Matt and Gaithersburg.
All right, stop it for a second. You know what I think? No, these are after we went on the air. It's just the clock has not been adjusted.
Oh,
the
really?
The clock is still on...
Standard time.
Standard time. Mm-hmm. So these are all after we went on the air today.
Oh, okay. All right.
So the guy, and the last thing I said was, peace out, fuckers.
Ah, that's great.
Okay, like in Meet the Parents. Okay.
I like it so far.
Next one.
Old email message. Received 10:22 a.m. today. From TCT Jones. Subject. My O to Buzz. Buzz, bo, 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 we, drunk, sex, jumble.
Yes.
He's nice. old, bus, we, swap pin. Good old Buzz. Old email message. Received 10:21 a.m. today. From SKINSPUNXERUNX. Subject. You guys rock. That's for Tim. But when are you coming to Boston? Old email message. Received 10:21 a.m. today. From Bobby. At. Subject. See you in Toledo. Dear Don and Mike, a test message for your new email address. See you in Texas. I love huge TS and dripping pussies. Kiss my left nut. My hole is an exit, not an entrance. Love the show. Bobby, old email message. Received 10:19 a.m. today. From Tom Kissel. Subject. Two considerations for rating women list. You have forgotten two hot ties that you have talked about before.
Hot ties.
John, how could you not include the Sky Fox? She's part of your morning routine, is she not? I also remember everyone in the studio salivating over the maxim spread on Jaw and Blylock, the new female Vulcan on Enterprise. No, I'm not in the basements of Doshinch building. Yours sincerely, Mike Oxbig, old email message.
You know, it sounds to me like when you punctuate it,
it
affects the tone.
Zach
yeah.
Hutchinson. Subject.
Still can't say subject.
Will I sound like Nico time? Hello. I am wondering if my voice will sound robotic. I love tobacco. I was actually the one that sent the name Nicotide in as an instant feedback when you first did Tobacco Corner, and was thrilled to hear Fat Johnny mention it and have the name accepted into your circle of trust. I can now...
It's pretty fascinating, isn't it?
You most filled man. Z, old email message. Received 10:16 a.m. today. From Rick Jordan. Subject. None. Radio gods, here is a test email and a decent list. We'll email you some SH number T I have found on the internet that's pretty cool. Use what you want if you want. And Buzz, where is the kind bud? Nothing, but schwag around here. Old email message. Received 10:15 a.m. today. From Carlos M. Subject. You guys. You guys are a bunch of effing tools.
There are no more messages.
Very good. That was great. Well, there's the technology for you.
So that's something that we will go to once or twice a show.
Now your computer keyboard has a voice.
If you would like to contact us, send us an email, donandmike@verizon-uc.com.
Excellent.
And remember, make it text messages only, not HTML.
Very good.
And I think now that you know how it works.
Yeah, and now you can play with it.
Join the fun.
Mike is right. The punctuation does affect the tone of the computer's voice.
Yeah, so you really should be aware of your punctuation because it'll make the computer speak better.
So I hope someone asks, have you no olives?
Verizon,
or can we play a game?
Verizon right. Unified Communication. Are you unified? To find out more about this technology, call 1-877-572-UNIFY or go to www.verizon-uc.com.
Yo-ho!
So is this the kind of thing that's designed for, you know, you turn on your computer, you're walking around, you're cleaning it up,
you can hear your email without actually having to see it.
And then eventually it'll work back to where people will do what they used to do, which is just speak on the telephone.
Someday, Mike, send us the emails and we'll play them back. Got a break. Smoking Gun's coming right up. We will be right back with more show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such nature films as Earwigs, Ooh, and Man vs. Nature, The Road to Victory. In a few days, our eggs will hatch into nestlings like these over here.
They look awfully hungry, Mr. McClure.
They sure are, Billy. In nature, their mother would regurgitate food for them to eat.
That's gross.
It sure is, Billy. It sure is.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Right, damn right.
H to the Izzo, the Don and Mike Show.
We're bowling tonight.
Yeah.
You're fighting gutter balls tonight in action.
Go balls!
As we try to avenge our first ever humiliating loss to Team Aggravation.
We're going
to
win. We're going to fight. We're going to fight. We're going to win.
Yeah. Revenge starts tonight at 7 at Woodhaven Lanes in Queens. There will be no mercy, it says here.
No mercy.
Directions, go to WNEW.com. Love to see you tonight.
Lots of people come out tonight. We're going to have a good time in Queens.
Yeah, we normally hang out and have a couple of adult beverages with the people who show up.
Not me.
And a nice bunch of people. And Buzz will promise not to take his pills before he shows up tonight.
Oh, no, he won't.
He may promise.
Bring in the guys from the smokinggun.com.
Smokinggun.com, a website that Buzz was saying he gets some of his news off of.
They got great stuff. Here they are. The guys from smokinggun.com. This is a website a couple of days ago. Remember the Tawny Catane?
Yeah.
The girl who beat up the baseball player?
Yeah, with that picture of her, that horrible picture of her we saw in the paper.
Yeah, the mugshot, that was something we got from the smokinggun.com. And who are you guys? You run this website. Who are you guys?
Well, there's four people who run this website. I'm Andrew, and this is Joe, and the other two guys are Danny and Bill.
Okay.
And they're back at the office looking for more stuff while we're here with you guys.
Yeah, you know, you guys are very dangerous men, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. There you go.
The stuff you guys find, it's pretty much public domain stuff, right?
A lot of it is.
But tell me about the stuff that's not public domain.
Well, I mean, if you were looking for riders, if you were looking for backstage stuff, you'll have a pretty hard time coming across it yourself, looking with the Freedom of Information Act or calling a police department or a...
Yeah, you mentioned riders. You talk about riders in a contract for, say, a band that comes into a venue.
Ah, right.
That's some of the interesting stuff you find on your website,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Where you go in and you see some of the most outrageous things that some of these bands actually stipulate before they're, you know, what they want in the green room and things like that when they're going to go on stage, right?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, let me just, before you guys get into it, I have a list
of topics that perhaps you could speak on. You have the computer in front of you, and you can use that for reference if you need. And then we can just go through bands,
okay,
and pick the writers for the bands that we'd like to find out about.
So you have a list of bands there that they have writers for?
Well, not only do I have the band, at first I just got regular topics. And tell me which one of these topics interests you. We have Hitler. Rob, this is for you.
Rob's in the back of the studio. Calm down, Rob.
Hitler, was he a bisexual circus freak?
Well, right there, you can't go anywhere.
You can't go wrong with Hitler. I don't know if that's really an interesting topic.
Okay, all right.
You know.
How about this one? The Magic of David Copperfield.
Well, now, I know that David Copperfield, for years, has been a guy that is targeted for... You know, not being completely honest with a lot of his stuff that he does. Is there a lot of stuff available on David Copperfield?
Well, we actually have one of David Copperfield's magic riders.
Okay, let me hear that. Let me hear that.
Can you guys look that up?
Sure.
So let's say that you're in arena and you're booking David Copperfield to come in and do a show for you.
He's right. Coming to your town.
This is what David Copperfield would require.
First of all, the house has to be cleaned out when he's testing his magic. Very, very, very important.
So there can be no one in the arena when David Copperfield...
And another interesting thing with David is, you know, the height of his female assistants, because, you know, he needs female assistants, shall be between 5'3 and 5'7, and their weight shall not exceed 125 pounds.
Wow.
Right. Anything else?
David's a big star. Nobody's going to deny that. And everywhere he goes, he demands only the best. And, you know, it's the best suites, it's the best treatment backstage, it's the best everything. So the computer's a little slow right now, so I'm having...
Yeah, that's right. I should point out that the guys from SmokingGun.com are using our Viacom computers here today. So we really apologize for the speed of our system.
We were trying to go on your website on my computer over here, and we suddenly realized that the T and the O keys simply don't work. All right, what about from today's popular music, Britney Spears. The Britney Spears rider is pretty great, right?
Yeah, Britney, I mean, we've got this older rider for Britney, and then we've got two riders, actually. So that's the great thing, where we can get a rider and then get another one.
Now, a rider, I just want to make it real clear. Sure. We're talking about a contract, right? This is an addition to the actual contract on what she's going to get paid, right?
Yeah,
right.
Before they go to the venue, it's the specifications of what the lights are going to look like,
right,
what everything's going to look like. And then they say, look, I'm going to be backstage. This is my home for the night.
Right.
This is what I need in my dressing room to make me happy.
And we've all heard the one about Van Halen and what was the one color of M&M's they didn't want. But what is? Can you pull up the Britney Spears one? Okay, because I'd like to know what she likes.
Well, the one thing is that she likes. She needs a telephone, and if the sanctity of that telephone is violated, if there's an incoming call, that's a $5,000 fine for the promoter.
Oh, you're kidding me!
Wow.
So somebody dials a wrong number, happens to get that temporary Britney extension, the promoter's going to have to pay $5,000.
Right, and that was even. I mean, that was even before, you know, the breakup. So
wow, but yeah, with Bateman, Justin.
You got Patrick.
I got Bateman on the brain. Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
The Guns N' Roses one has a request for pornography, right?
Right. Guacamole, pornography, the usual things. Oh,
man, sure,
right?
Guacamole and pornography. Sounds like a book title.
Now,
our band if we ever form.
There you go. Guacamole and porn.
You also have stuff that you put on there, like I know that I was on, I saw George Harrison's death certificate.
Right.
How'd you get George Harrison's death certificate?
How did we get that?
That was, out in L.A., we called for it, and we got a copy of it. And then, you know, sort of the brilliance of Bill, who works with us, he took a look at it and he said, hey, I don't recognize that address as actually existing. So we were the first ones to sort of take a look at the address on the death certificate and say, hey, this doesn't add up. And we checked and we checked and we couldn't find anybody who had this address existing out there. So that sort of created the controversy of where did George Harrison really die, and other people picked it up and ran with it and, you know, didn't remember us all the time when they ran with it. But
yeah. So what you guys really do, I mean, you know, you get all the stuff, the titillating stuff aside, you really are investigative journalists in a way.
Exactly.
And you really try. So I guess what you guys would really be jacked up about was if you scratched the surface of something and all of a sudden it started to grow hair and you discovered something incredible. Have you pursued the Kennedy assassination at all?
There's enough people doing that.
There are enough people doing that
What about, for instance, Jerry Seinfeld? Do you have any dirt on Jerry Seinfeld?
Well, he had built this this parking garage that he's going to park his many Rolls Royces and Porsches, and there's just a big controversy in the neighborhood, and it hasn't been built, and there's all sorts
of... Is that here in Manhattan that he's doing that?
Yeah. And we have pictures of it before, and as the progress is going on, we'll be watching.
I mean, because that's sort of like one of the things that we really like. You know, everyone hears about the garage, but don't you sort of want to get a better idea of what this garage this guy's building?
So, yeah, a guy that would have his own personal parking garage.
Right, like, we like, you know, how the other half lives here in New York. You know, you get celebrities, and we'll give you their floor plans. You know, we, you know, Mike Piazza bought a place. Hey, you want to take a look at Mike Piazza's floor plans? Throw it up there for you to take a look at.
And when you see that, you can see if they're, you know, especially after seeing Panic Room last night, the movie, you can see if anybody's planning anything outrageous that they're actually going to put in their home.
And unless it's a new addition, he doesn't have a Panic Room.
All right, let me ask you.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the heads up.
Let me ask you a rumor that I've heard. You know, the Jeff Gordon's wife left him, and I heard that the reason Jeff Gordon's wife left him is, we hear the stuff that he's a fag all the time, but I heard that somehow he was linked to kiddie porn. Have you heard that? Do you know anything about the marriage breakup of Jeff Gordon?
Well, we've certainly heard the rumor, too.
You heard the kiddie porn rumor?
I haven't heard that. Well, not specifically about
kiddie
porn.
They're getting excited, Don. You might have given them a scoop.
But
we have to run now.
But about his being gay. So we're still waiting on Jeff Gordon. Apparently there's a huge interest in NASCAR that living up here in the Northeast, you know, we're not really aware of. But the Jeff Gordon thing was bad, and the autopsy report
that
we had for Dale Earnhardt was, you know, we got so much hate mail.
Yeah.
You know, how dare you guys put this.
Now, when you get something, when someone goes to smokinggun.com, do you have, is it a two-way website where people can give you tips or give you information if they go to that website? Is that the way it works? Can you get does stuff happen for you when people give you tips?
People write into us all the time, and we follow up on everything. You know? And I mean, just recently, I don't know if you ever watched the show The Real World.
Yeah, sure.
Somebody said, hey, you know, you might want to look into this guy Stephen Williams. Remember Stephen Williams from Real World Seattle?
Yeah.
So I mean, that was it. It was just a one-line email, and we sort of ran with it. And it turned out, I don't know if you heard this, but you know, he was in jail. He was arrested for, you know, soliciting. You know, he was the guy who was slapped.
Right,
he slapped Irene.
Yeah,
right. Out and said, we could never be married. So, you know, apparently he was soliciting an undercover officer.
Wow.
And so, you know, that was just somebody wrote in and said, hey, you might want to look into Stephen Williams.
So be careful if you're, you know, if you're looking for that fame, because there are guys like you out there, they're going to do the full background.
All the reality TV shows, you know, we could get a job doing the vetting for them.
It used to be just public figures. You know, run for president, you got to get ready for your life to be an open book.
What about
now, if you're going to be on The Real World, you better be ready for this.
Miss Cleo and that whole thing. Do you guys have documentation on Miss Cleo?
The only thing we put up on the site for Miss Cleo is her California birth certificate. And as Joe put it, you know, best. I mean,
she's a Valley girl.
Right.
She's a Valley girl? That is too funny. Is there anything right now that you guys are working on that you could give us a little heads up on that might not have broken yet? Is there anything big that's, you know, that's on the horizon, that's on your radar, that you're looking at? Or, you know, is there any particular individual that you know, that is interesting you guys at all?
You know,
tough,
I mean,
question.
It's a tough question because we sort of go from day to day where, you know, we'll get turned around and we'll just follow whatever, you know, wherever the day's news.
And in the information age, it's pretty quick. I mean, once you you know, once you get there, you can move pretty quickly on.
What about Osama bin Laden? Do you have anything on him?
We have a lot of stuff, and the most jarring and chilling thing we have is a terrorist manual that was used by his followers, how to interrogate a witness and how to disguise yourself. And it's pretty chilling stuff that we had up on the site prior to September 11th.
Really?
So if you just go to our site, thesmokinggun.com, and go to our search engine and put Osama bin Laden, you'll see all sorts of stuff.
Two more people I got to ask you about. We have to break. Ozzy. Ozzy's so freaking popular now. How much stuff do you have on Ozzy?
You know what? We don't have much on Ozzy. We have his rider. We have a page from his rider. You know, Ozzy.
I bet he's not that complex, is he?
It's interesting because some guys travel with their own chef, and Ozzy happens to be one of them, so we don't know what he's eating.
Oh, really? Okay.
But we do know he needs a B12 shot. That won't come as a shot.
Don't we all, though? I could have used one this morning.
What about Chandra Levy? Do you have anything on Chandra Levy?
you know what, that wasn't, yeah, usually we tend to sort of go all over the place, and we'll do some entertainment, we'll do some hard news, but a story like Chandra Levy was so much focused on by sort of the mainstream press,
right,
mainstream press, that we sort of, you know, it gives us an opportunity to sort of turn in the other direction and see what's going on that's not going on.
Okay. I got your list here now of all the different acts. This one is for Mike.
Okay.
What can you tell us about Frank Sinatra? Frank Sinatra?
He classically has a wonderful list of the finest liquor to drink.
There you go.
But he also needs to have a doctor around. This was when he was kind of older.
He needed to have a full-time doctor?
Right, and all sorts of throat medications because towards the end of his career, he had kind of a rough time.
Mm-hmm.
But his son, Frank Sinatra Jr., doesn't have any such requests.
Oh, really?
So he was kind of a typical guy.
All right, okay. What about, here's another one from Mike O'Mara, Don Rickles.
You know, that writer is actually from a tour where Don was on tour with Frank Sinatra opening for him.
Right.
And the computer's not working anymore, but that's not a problem. We'll still talk about it. I remember him needing cocktail fruits, which is a term I had never heard before.
Cocktail fruits? Like sliced oranges, cherries?
I think, and I never thought it was fruit, like those little onions that might go in your martini.
Cocktail fruits.
I know when I was on the site last night, I was surprised to see the monkeys.
Yeah.
You were on there. And one of the monkeys writers that they had was that no one spells Mickey Dolenz or Davy Jones' name wrong. Right? I guess. Right. How freaking petty.
D-O-L-E-N-Z?
I don't know if it was the first name or the last name.
Right. It was the first name.
It was the first name they were concerned about.
There's a handful of them that are sort of very particular, but the Black Crows have to be the Black Crows, you know.
In your experience, who would be the biggest prima donna in music today?
Well,
based on your information that you have.
With the writers and stuff.
J-Lo.
J-Lo.
J-Lo. What does J-Lo have in her writer?
J-Lo, it's what I refer to as the white area. You know, white room, white couch, white table, white linens, white candles, white flowers. Then, you know, she's got a list of like 40 CDs that she needs backstage with her. No Puffy, but, you know, like 40 other things backstage. And then a food list, you know, brownies, beans and rice and chicken and drinks. And this was actually, this rider, we got it from a charity event she was doing.
A charity event?
Wow.
That's funny. Of the boy bands, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, O-Town, which one of these bands has the most outrageous writer? Do any of them have nutty stuff?
You know, Backstreet Boys, you know, our little thing was we noticed they need 24 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches backstage with them, which is sort of funny because, you know,
jive.
Somebody gets no peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Doesn't get an extra.
God.
NSYNC needs the police escort, which everyone's used to. You know,
right.
New Kids on the Block, which is one that we got, which is, remember them? The Grammys?
Sure, yeah.
Right. They're great because, you know, they ask for a little area to be set up for their fans' parents, you know, so that so that they can have coffee and donuts at a minimal charge.
You know? Oh, that's nice. You also have autopsies. You have Elvis's autopsy, you have Malcolm X autopsy, JFK, RFK. We are stuck on Elvis. We consider ourselves...
You want to ask them the ultimate trivia question, see if they know it off the top of their heads.
Do you know, and this is true, I'm not making it up, at the time of his death, how much did Elvis's colon weigh? His chalky, impacted colon.
At the time of his death,
you'll
how much did his colon weigh?
I have no idea.
Give me a guess.
How much does a colon weigh?
Yeah.
We're talking about Elvis's.
I'm going to say 40 pounds.
Hey!
Wow.
Pretty close.
That's excellent.
36 pounds.
Pretty close.
Pretty darn good. 40 pounds.
40 pounds.
40 wow. pounds. You nailed it.
Right
you nailed it. Nice job.
Right on the head. You also have the receipt for the shotgun that Kurt Cobain killed himself.
Oh, my God. How
do you get that?
That's you know, we sometimes, you know, a story comes and everyone jumps on it and then you turn and you go away and we sort of keep it in the back of our head and we think, well, as time goes on, more and more stuff might come out that might be of interest because, you know, the press gives you their version of it. We want to just show you the documents. So we were able to, through the courts, through the police, through different places, gather as much as we can, and we put it into a little package, and we actually put it up on Monday because that was the day, the anniversary of the day he was found.
And of all the celebrities that you've put stuff about, who's come to you, who's the biggest name who's come to you, say, you know, God damn it, you know, my life is my life, leave me the hell alone. Who's the biggest celebrity who's gotten pissed at you?
Puffy doesn't. His PR person wasn't, you know, sort of referred to us as sort of like a boil on, you know, just as somebody. We put up a video, I don't know if you've ever seen it, of his birthday party invite from a few years ago, which is like this 3-minute video, and it's every celebrity you can imagine. Hey, come to Puffy's party. It's an amazing video. You know, it's just such a vanity piece that, you know, and it clearly wasn't meant to be out there for everyone to sort of look at and laugh at.
You mentioned you had stuff about Osama bin Laden prior to 9/11 on there, and you get information from all over. Is there anything... how would you characterize the climate in the United States right now? I mean, do you get the sense from the information that you get at your website that that anything else is in the works, that anything's happening? Is there any intelligence you guys get or anything like that? Anything going down?
Not really, but interestingly, since September 11th, the Department of Justice has been a lot more open with the information that they're providing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're... you know, sending it out by email to people, and, you know, they want to make it seem as if they're really doing their best.
Like when we get one of those alerts, you know, when Tom Ridge, the director of Homeland Security,
right,
comes
Halloween,
out and says, we have an alert. We can't tell you what it is. Right. I mean, do you guys ever get hip to anything that's going on? And you don't, right? So there it's actually...
Well, if you come to the site and it's down for a few days and we have, like, you know, out to lunch.
What about
leave town?
What about Osama? What about Osama bin Laden heroin?
Right. That was in Queens. It was the guy got busted out in Queens, and he happened to have a package. And, you know, heroin, it's different degrees of, I mean, you know, from what I understand.
Yeah,
different
right.
degrees. And
right.
This one happened to have on it World Trade Center with a plane flying at it.
Yeah.
And this was the first, you know, that we had heard of heroin bust. So we got the image of it, and we put it
right,
in
it's reported, and we want to see it.
We want to see it. I mean, I don't just want to hear about it. I want to see the actual package.
Okay,
right.
Last thing. We have 1 minute. I understand the Foo Fighters, their writer, they did it, but they did it as a goof. Is that true or is that not true?
I mean, it's a real writer, but, you know, they wrote it as if somebody was going to be reading it and reading it out loud. So,
like, what kind of stuff did the Foo Fighters have in theirs?
They'll share a dressing room with Zeppelin and Supergrass, and, you know, that's about it. And, you know, they're like a lot of bands. They want the underwear and stuff, and, you know, but they're really funny. You know, it says, like, they want a vegetable tray, but cauliflower blows, and Dave likes stinky cheeses, and, you know, it's just, it's a great writer. It's, you know, it's one of my favorites.
I bet they did it as a goof. I got to think they did. Guys, the website is thesmokinggun.com. And, well, we go to it all the time. We love it. And thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Now, get out of here, guys.
All right, go do some investigation.
Go.
Go get some dirt on somebody. Keep working on that mayor.
I got your lunch list here.
Oh, you got the lunch list.
We took it from this.
Very good. Okay.
Fresca in cans.
Fresca in cans. There you go. Thanks, guys.
All right, see you guys.
Good job.
Bye-bye. That segment might have been a little better if our freaking computers worked.
You know, yeah. Does it make you realize how inadequate we are in this whole company as far as our computers? I mean, we don't have any speed whatsoever.
I can't. It's thesmokinggun.com. I can't press the T button on the computer.
You guys are so glass half empty. What about the 24 keys that do work? Come on.
Yeah, we don't get the T and we don't get the O.
Cheer up.
Unfortunately, it's hard to get thesmokinggun.com without the T and without the O key.
You know, and in fairness to those guys, they were really coming in here the whole way it was supposed to work. They were going to go onto the website and they were going to share the information, so we were asking them to, you know, with all the you know, hundreds of pieces of information, they're supposed to do it off the top of their head. So,
well,
sorry about that.
They did pretty good, though.
They did very well.
They did very well. Thank you, and it's thesmokinggun.com. For God's sakes, whatever you do, don't try to search us on there.
Really.
Because we're there.
And for your computer, I hope your T works.
We'll be right back. Suffice to say, the Verizon system is starting to crash a little bit.
Yeah, we apologize, but, you know, a lot of people get into contacting us.
We will read more of those as the show goes on tonight. I mean, we will read them. We'll have the computer read them to you.
Robot man.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. I've been listening to this for a couple days.
Yes, sir.
And I just went through what you're going through.
Yeah.
And I know you don't need to hear this, but tell those guys get off your ass.
Okay.
For going out and having a good time.
Yeah, guys. You guys, get off my ass.
All right.
For what?
What should we... We're not on his ass.
Hey, dumbass.
Turn down your radio, dumbass.
Friend?
Yeah.
Defend yourself for the love of God.
How are we on Mike's ass?
Well...
Sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are we on Mike's ass?
I just thought you were riding his ass pretty hard for last night.
How were we riding his ass pretty hard for last night? How? Answer me!
Well, Buzz was tore up. You know, Mike's allowed to go out and have a good time, isn't he?
Yeah. Buzz was tore up. Buzz was drunk.
Little, that's what he meant.
So up. What? So what?
Hey, don't yell at my friend.
So what?
So what? Buzz was drunk.
And I'm drunk now. I'm sorry, he's not qualified.
This guy's not exactly the Johnny.
I know.
Johnny Cochran of callers.
I understand. Toodaloo.
So ass.
So long, Clarence Darrow.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, go get that phone. I'm sure it's someone else calling. Patrick Bateman.
Hi there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Christina, don't just look at it. Eat it.
Hello. Don and Mike, hello.
Is this me?
Yeah.
Oh, I have three more games, game shows for you to parody.
You know, really, I'm really trying hard not to yell at people, especially after we did the show yesterday. But let this be a clue to you. If you're calling the show, whether it's screened or unscreened.
Yeah, I really would like our callers to get smarter.
And I pick the phone up and I say, hello, Don and Mike show, or I say hello. For God's sakes, don't say, is it me? Duh.
I used to hear a click when you pushed.
Don't think about that. Just listen to what's on the other end of the phone.
Christ.
You're absolutely right.
Dial and start talking. And he'll pick it up in progress.
Well, he made up for it. He made up for it right
the same guy who keeps calling with all of the salt, with all of the show parodies.
Yeah, okay. I have two more.
All right. Here come the guys.
The device is tight.
Okay. And not as good as the other one.
And?
Caress your F word. Like, press your luck.
No.
The first one was good.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hey, I had a short song for Rob.
Okay, my friend, go ahead.
Black is beautiful, tan is grand, but white is the color of the big boss man.
Jesus Christ.
Religious.
Thank you.
What was that, Buzz?
It's a religious song.
Where are you calling from, sir?
Wow.
Nope, and he's gone. Okay.
You slurred that a little. You're not still drunk from last night, are you?
I don't think so.
Hello.
Okay.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Religious.
Hello.
Hi, is this me?
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Turn your radio down, honey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm just sitting here watching a porno, and I wanted to know if you guys wanted to listen to me touch myself.
Oh. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I heard a mix of, like, Alanis Morissette, but better looking. I don't know. I don't really think she's that pretty, but.
Oh, yeah, nor do I.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm better looking than Alanis Morissette.
What is the porno you're watching today?
What's that?
What's the porno you're watching?
It's I don't know what the title is. It's something, Volume 6, I think. I can't really say what the title is.
It's Volume 6. It's probably nasty porno.
Yeah.
A lot of women on women and things like that.
Girl on girl. Mm-hmm. All right, well, go ahead. Turn up the volume on the TV. Can you turn the volume up on the TV?
Yeah. Yeah, you really want me to do that?
Are you naked? Are you naked right now?
No, I'm just in a T-shirt.
Just in the T-shirt?
With no bottoms?
Right, yeah.
Well, take off your shirt.
Take off my shirt.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Do come in Tokyo.
What'd you say?
Do come in Tokyo.
Come in Tokyo.
You know, tune the knobs on your radio.
Okay, I'm doing that.
What a pleasure herself.
Yes.
With the phone?
Yes, I thought that's where you were going a moment ago. I thought better of it, and then I reminded you.
Yeah. As you watched the movie?
Uh-huh.
Pleasure yourself with the phone.
Okay, hold on.
So let us hear the movie, and then just hear you. And actually, I guess if you're really good, it should sound like the phone is just going underwater or something, or
wow,
being submerged.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, now turn the TV.
What does it sound like?
It sounded a little sandpapery.
Sandpapery? No.
With these goddamn rules that we have.
It's very simple. Could you tell her to hide the phone?
There you go. Would it be possible for you to hide the business end of the telephone?
I don't. I don't don't want to do that.
Okay.
I'm not that nasty.
Okay, could you give us some lip service?
Could you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, now we hear that.
Do you have a landing strip?
What do you mean? How's it?
How's your garden trim?
I'd say it's a racing stripe.
Very good. Okay, but I'm more concerned with the area. Not the hair.
But below.
Below.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay,
go by that area.
Leak.
Go by that area.
Okay.
And use the phone as if...
I'm concerned about the hair. Famous quotes from Don Geronimo. I'm not concerned about the hair.
Use the phone as if the phone... Let me see, how do I say... Use the phone as
if it were a rolling pin and you were rolling out some dough.
Yeah, you...
Listen.
The phone feels pretty good.
There you go.
Sure does.
I go, hey, watch this, okay?
Watch what?
Just so you can hear us.
Right, here we go.
Okay. Were you humming?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're humming.
You're so much fun.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so much fun.
So I don't even know what you guys look like. Are you guys like really good looking?
We are gorgeous.
We're like model.
Gorgeous.
We're like model handsome.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Girls think we're fags who were so good looking.
Really?
Yeah. That's the only problem.
I don't want to be too pretty. So how old are you guys?
Real young. Early 20s.
Early 20s and
early 20s. So you're like 24, like me then.
A little younger than you, actually.
Don is 23, and I'm 23 and a half.
So I'm sitting here talking on the phone with you guys, totally naked, watching the porno. I hope the mailman doesn't come in and come and look in the window.
I love the fact. Hey, where are you calling from? what city are you calling from?
From Philly.
Philly.
I love the fact that there's a girl just watching a porno right now, and that she's actually using the phone as if the phone was
her hand.
Yes,
it's wonderful. Are you enjoying this?
Yeah, I do it all the time, and I'm telling you, the more somebody does it to themselves, the better they are in bed. The more you know yourself, the better you are in bed.
I agree.
The woman that says she doesn't is a total liar.
You got a good body.
Yeah, I think so.
So do Mike and I.
Yeah. I mean, I'm no supermodel, but I think I'm pretty
good. No, neither are we, but we're no strangers to a gym.
Whatever you do, you better not go look at our pictures on WYSP.com. Okay?
Aww.
Yeah, don't, because it'll ruin the fantasy for you. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You might want to check out the one where I had my head shaved.
Okay.
All right, thank you for calling, honey.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's another friend made in Philadelphia, ladies and gentlemen.
See, there's a sign that the show is catching on in Philadelphia.
Absolutely.
That girl.
And she should go to that website if she wants to last a little longer.
That's right.
It's like thinking about baseball.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Imagine that. She goes, oh, let me see where the Don and Mike
is. Oh. Struck by a drought.
Oh. You're not 23.
Oh, no.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's Trish.
Hi, Trish.
Hi, Trish.
I'm having a little trouble hearing you. I'm driving my truck up 287 in Jersey.
Gotcha.
But I wanted to tell you. Oh, let me turn off the radio. I wanted to tell you that Ode to Buzz thing was the funniest thing I'd heard, and I think you should make it part of the show every day.
Oh, on that email thing?
What was that?
You mean on the email?
Yes.
Gotcha.
It's like incredibly clever.
What kind of rig you driving, Trish?
It's an 18-wheeler, 48-foot trailer, 98 Peterbilt.
Give us a little of the air horn, honey?
Oh, sure. Hang on.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
How's that?
That's a big truck she's driving.
There you go. That's the Bulldog 750.
I don't do very well because the truck's noisy, but then I got to hang up soon because once I hit New York, it's a $100 fine.
Okay, sure. Large Marge.
All right, bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Don. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Bye.
Hello.
Hey, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing okay.
Hey, I'm calling from Wilmington, Delaware.
Right, WYSP.
You sure you know where you're calling from?
Yeah.
Seems a little tentative there.
I'm in Newark, but yeah, my phone service is from Wilmington. But hey, I had a thing that I can figure out why your guys' T and your O doesn't work on your keyboard.
Okay.
I think maybe someone working the inside there might be a little jealous and paranoid of DOT accidentally getting out on the internet and going all over the place, so he kind of disabled the key so you guys couldn't possibly do that.
DOT.
Do our thing.
There's someone thinking too much.
Well, I mean, you think that way, too, if your parents kept you in a doghouse.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Newark, Delaware, gentlemen. Yeah. That's where it was from.
Don and Mike, hello.
Clay, is it me? Just kidding. this is Tom. I was wondering, now, when are we supposed to hear that girl finish?
Well, Tom, you know, we have rules. Although, you know what? I'm going to have to...
I don't think finishing is allowed.
I know this.
That's what I tell my
Now, listen, I know this, and I'm going to tell you right now, dump button, guys and gals along the line, do not dump this out. We can say orgasm.
Yeah.
That is something that we had been told before we cannot say.
We cannot say it in certain contexts.
Yes, but we can say orgasm. Now,
you can't say it in a sentence that would tell what it is.
Right.
But I don't think that we could have that woman have it.
Didn't you just do that right there?
I think you did.
I don't think they would delete that out. I think I'm
That's
allowed to say
That's the way I understood
that.
It, that you couldn't.
I've just gotten a new directive, though.
The new book?
If the goddamn computers worked. Hey, Lisa. Would you please pull up my AOL account? Because I got a mail from somebody in corporate about the topic of orgasm.
I always have been familiar with the censorship rules for this show have always involved context. You can say certain words.
But Mike, it's changing. The rules are ever changing.
That's good.
Right.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Damn you, FCC. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo ass.
Toodaloo ass. Hi there.
O doesn't work there.
She's been bearing my wrath today.
Sorry, O doesn't work.
She's pissed at me because I yelled at her a minute ago. Thanks.
No, the O doesn't work on there.
She's really pissed at me.
Lisa, are you really mad at Don?
She is, because I yelled at her, because I told her to get out of here a couple of minutes ago. Because of that thing with the...
The guy's going to kill us?
Yeah. I said, get out of here.
Well, she can't pull up AOL because the O doesn't work.
I would step away and let her use this terminal.
Honest to God.
Hold on, let me...
I'm not gonna have a meltdown right now.
Okay.
I'm not. Because don't you think there's enough money coming in to the coffers here that they could buy some equipment? Never. Never.
Hold on.
God, get the computers fixed. Updated.
They need to be Johnson.
Bring in someone under the age of 70. Sorry. Bring in someone that's been around computers.
These work.
Yeah.
Hi.
She's all mad at me.
She should be mad at you.
Why should she be mad at me?
Because you fight with her all the time.
I know.
But she's mad at me just because I... Hey, are you having lunch?
What?
Are you having lunch?
Yes, I am.
This is Charles Broyhill, everybody.
No, we'll F him.
Charles, I was just discussing the fact that...
Am I on the air?
Yes.
You didn't tell me that.
I was just discussing the fact that we can, in fact, now say the word orgasm on the radio.
You need to inform me that I'm on the air, though.
You're on the air.
Thank you.
We can say the word orgasm on the radio. We can...
In certain contexts, you can.
That's what I said.
Can I say she...
Okay.
Can you say that?
Yes.
See?
All right, great.
Oh, good.
There you go. What do you think about that, Alisa? And they're shaking your head no.
Huh?
Now Lisa's shaking her head no? You can't say that?
No. She just told me it was dumb.
Hey, Charlie?
Charlie, hey. Tell...
What are you enjoying for lunch today?
Hold on, Mike.
Sorry.
This is important First Amendment stuff. Charlie, tell Katie, who just dumped that it's okay to say that.
To say she was trying to have an orgasm... It's fine.
So don't dump it.
Did Katie dump it?
She did what I said.
Liz dumped that.
Her name is not Liz. Her name is Katie.
Her name is Liz to me.
All right. The way I read the email I got.
And I got the same email too.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Charlie.
Okay.
Bye bye.
What are you enjoying for lunch?
Well, oh God damn it! I wanted to ask him one important question with all that frivolous stuff. all the frivolous stuff about how the rules are changing.
Yeah, and the rules too. Don't they change like week to week?
No, but this was good for us because the rule moved a little bit more towards our way of doing things.
Excellent. Now, could I say I'm having an orgasm right now? Would that be delayed?
I don't think so.
Would that be dumb?
I don't think so.
What if you put it in past tense? I've already had an orgasm.
I think if you continue on this line...
Then we're going to get screwed?
That we will get screwed. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I'm watching Martha Stewart reruns, and I want to know if you want to hear me touch myself.
It cannot be very repetitive, Mike.
Martha.
And thank you, sir. I feel the same way.
Martha. Love you later.
I feel the same way. John from Philly. Hi, John.
How you doing?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, I want to know if that girl in Philly could call me so I could listen to her for a while.
Yeah, she was fun, wasn't she?
Everybody was popular with that girl. She was popular with everyone, I should say. Hello, Don and Mike show. Pete.
Yeah.
Come on, Pete. Come on. Get with the program. Let's go. Go, go.
Porno right now. Want to hear me play with myself?
You're watching porno?
No.
No. No, thank you.
And it was unoriginal.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is Craig Wilson.
Oh,
we're going to get to you today.
There's one thing else. I know you can say sperm on the air.
Yes, we can.
Yes, you can.
Yes, we can. All right, thank you.
Can you say that in what context can that be said in?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Can you say I'm me?
I don't think so. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yo.
Hello.
What's up, Don and Mike? What's going on? Hey. Nigga all over your face in your ear hole.
Who is this?
Better nigga, who do you think?
Hey, BN, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, BN.
What's going on? I'm so glad y'all back on and be more one time. You heard me?
Hey, wonderful. That's right. We were on tape delay, and you were kind of out of the loop for a while.
Yeah, just a little bit. You know what I mean? But now I can spread my bitterness throughout the land. I'm so happy about that.
Fantastic.
This is the most bitter black man you'll ever meet in your life. Why he's so bitter, I don't know.
Well, anyway, you know, I was trying to call y'all the other day because y'all, you know, I'm from Philly. You know what I mean? I'm up there all the damn time, but I couldn't seem to get through, though.
Any insight you can give us on the city of brotherly love? Anything we should be looking for?
Oh, well, as far as y'all being white, I mean, stay the hell up out of there.
All right, thank you. Thank you, BN.
Always good advice.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, radio station. Hello.
I'm guys glad to talk to you.
I wanted to
ask Mike a question.
Yeah.
Mike, actually, just, you know, after listening to you guys for 10, 15 years, you're kind of like family, and you get to assess people's moods, good and bad. And
right.
You need to find your happy place.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I'll take that under advisement, and hopefully callers like you will help me do that.
I've just heard a lot of goddamn is coming out of you today, and everything seems to be just ticking you off.
Not at all. I'm actually in a very, very good mood today.
Mike is Patrick Bateman today.
But I'm feeling comfortable with that role of being Patrick Bateman. Can I ask you something?
Yes, sir.
Do you like Phil Collins?
I like Huey Lewis.
All right, get out of here.
Can we get out of here, please?
Get off Mike's ass.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I am in a very, very good mood today.
Good.
And I think anybody working around me today would, off air, would be aware of that fact that I'm doing just fine. No?
We'll take that straw poll during the commercial.
Okay, really?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I don't even know anymore.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is Tammy. I'm watching 18 Wheels of Justice. Want to hear me touch myself?
Get out of here.
Wow.
Lisa, if you have something to say to me...
That's maddening. You tell me all her technology away.
Just come say it to me. She puts on the screen, apparently I'm not today. Apparently I'm not in a good mood.
You know, I think there should be a new rule that if anybody has something to say, they should say it. There. This is how we communicate.
And this is based, what, just on the fact that I just told you to get out of here?
No, based on the way that you told me to get out of here. That's all.
Okay. Do you know why I told you like that?
We'll discuss this off the air.
Okay. We will.
Oh, it's a ticking time bomb.
House of Cards.
It is. Very, very stressful. Yes, the story of 5 people on the road and the trials and tribulations of what they went through.
Listen, you know what?
At least, Mike, take over the show for a minute.
All right.
I'm going to tell her why I yelled at her. And then she's going to come in and she's going to tell everybody that I was right in yelling at her.
Let's take over the show, content and everything, right?
Yeah.
My thing. Ladies and gentlemen, the Crap Blues Band coming to Sully's.
What? No, Paxton.
Oh, okay. All right. Sully's in Chantilly, a couple of weeks.
It's an excellent band.
Still looking for a sax player. Sorry, I have to get my agenda in when I can.
I understand.
Now, boys.
Yes.
Now that we have this quiet time together, as Don goes and speaks with Lisa, I really didn't mean anything by it when I was talking about the lack of social activity.
But take it back.
Yeah,
but
let's just tweak it up a little bit, okay? Next time,
I tell you what,
just elevate the game a little bit. I don't want to always have to rely on my friends Matt Stout and Johnny.
Nobody wanted to qualify,
but
they're good people.
They're my minders this week,
yes.
And they've already indicated that that's the way they want to do it.
Is that a paid position?
No, not at all. It's technically based on the last time we went out, Rob.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a paid position. All the beer you can drink for free. F-R-E-E.
Whiskey.
Now Don has made his way back into the studio.
With
he kind of thundered in here with Lisa. What's going on?
What? Nothing.
What?
Nothing. Now, do you understand?
Yes, as I said, I understood. I knew before you told me why, and you were correct.
But you didn't like that I yelled at you in front of other people.
However, you shouldn't yell at me like that ever. If you are disagreeing with what I do, you tell me. You don't yell at me. And if you want to yell at me, let's not do it in front of everybody else. Right, Mike?
That's really...
What the hell is right, Mike, for? What are you saying that to me for? I'm under a great deal of stress. I will yell at anybody I want to!
You're right. I'm sorry. We were in the studio. We weren't at a bowling alley.
That's right.
Settle down.
Oh, you still hang on to that one, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I don't
forget. Sensitivo.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I yelled at her. I think we're in agreement.
I don't think you yelled, Don. I thought you were... I think you couldn't have been more civil.
No. I didn't actually yell at you.
No, you didn't.
I just said...
I was a witness.
I said, get out.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I didn't really... Did I seriously yell at you?
Yeah, it was very, very...
How loud was it?
That is the...
Oh, it was not that loud.
That is the female interpretation of yelling.
Yeah, I didn't yell at you. But I was forceful with you.
So you were extremely forceful.
So just get out of here.
Maybe,
Hey, you're playing in the bigs, kiddo. Gotta get used to that kind of behavior.
Take
your time. Nice shave from 1984.
What do you mean 1984? I wear my sunglasses at night.
So
and if I want to keep them on, I'm going to keep them on.
Risky business.
There you go. God, I wish I looked like him.
All right, well.
So do I, Mike.
Thank you.
I apologize for yelling
apology
at you in front of
accepted
others.
I don't.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, take care of yourself.
Thanks.
I'm going to keep the shades on.
Bye,
my 1984 shades.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
See, that's probably not a girl producer.
Prima donna, Pollyanna.
You know, you don't want to get yelled at. You know, you're in the wrong business, honey.
That's right.
Mike, take your sunglasses off.
Why does it bother you so much when I'm wearing shades? They make my eyes feel so cool.
Okay. Two words.
Yeah.
Howard Stern. Okay. And there they go.
Oh.
There go the sunglasses.
Glasses off.
Okay. So now we're going to break.
Right? Yeah, we were supposed to break minutes ago.
We have a straw poll to take.
Yes, we do.
Mike, here's what I think when you have your sunglasses on. Picture Tom Cruise in his underpants.
Oh, no!
Just take those old records
on. Oh, no!
Oh, no.
Mike has dropped his pants now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid that today you are witnessing the breakdown of Mr. Mike O'Mara. Now, Mike, if you're going to do it for Trini and do it for Lisa.
No, they missed it. Ha ha, you missed the opportunity.
Trini wanted to see it.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that was the fake moon. Have you ever seen the fake moon?
No. Who wants to see that?
That almost looks like a Sacramento dam.
I'm sorry, I'm unwell.
You
I think I just realized it myself.
You're out of your mind.
Oh, nice. Yeah, do the puking thing. F you, Lisa.
So the girls are doing it in the next room.
They're doing the puking thing.
Okay, we got to break.
That hurt.
We have to break.
That really hurt.
All of you, shut up! We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen the new intern? Extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
You can call.
call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, right, right.
God loves the Don and Mike Show.
He does. He told us. Here's our brand new email address, donandmike@verizon-uc.com. We'll get the computer to play back a couple more of your messages here in just a second. Sizzling ball action tonight here in New York. Gutter balls. That's our team. We will avenge our first ever humiliating loss.
Go Balls!
Team aggravation revenge begins at 7 o'clock tonight at Woodhaven Lanes in Queens, New York. There will be no mercy. We would love to meet you tonight. Come on out. We'll have a drink with you. For information, directions, go to WNEW.com. Let's go to John in Seattle. John.
Johnny.
John.
Oh, how about you, John?
Johnny. Hi, John.
Sometimes I feel that I am not a saint. I cannot show restraint whenever I get a whiff of your crusty taint. You make things right. I want to lick you all night. I don't care if ye happen to be a little bit musty. Once I ran from you, now I run to you.
To you.
Your loving to stick it, but for now I want to be feeling fake. Loving the chain. Oh, 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 oh. Love your chain.
Pretty.
Hello, John and Mike Show.
All right.
Hello.
That was a good contribution from Seattle.
Who is this?
This is Greg from Wichita.
Hi, Greg.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Blah, 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 blah. I hate it when people say that.
What's our status in Wichita?
I don't know. I'm in Philadelphia today.
Oh.
Well, then you're hearing the show in Philadelphia.
Yes, it's good to hear you guys live. It sucks in Wichita hearing it on delay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, thank you, my friend. And I don't have an update for those of you in Wichita.
Okay.
I don't have an update.
We don't know what the status is.
Stands where it stands.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yo, I got some advice for Mike, since he seems to be always under so much stress.
I'm right here, my friend.
He is.
All right. Well, what I want you to do is when you get home, look in the mirror.
Okay, I think we're going to have to hit the delay on that one.
I don't know. It depends on the context.
It's not something I haven't done already.
Did he say
no? Now, now,
no, 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 no.
Now,
if it was delayed,
after I said what I just said.
No, no, but
we
I didn't
can't
know.
Replay it.
No, no, I don't want to replay it.
Right.
I'm simply asking the first word.
Did what I'll write down what he said.
Okay.
So
thank you.
That I have to look in the mirror and say.
Okay.
This.
Okay.
And that's why when I said, not that I haven't done it already, everybody here behind the scenes laughed, and it was something that if we repeated,
I thought,
it wouldn't be any good.
I thought he said another word.
No, no, not at all. You thought it was related to the Taint song or something like
that.
No.
I thought he said.
Oh, no. Oh, oh no, no,
okay.
No, no.
All right, sorry. Sorry. My hearing is going.
No, not at all.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
We hear what we want to hear.
Hello.
Yes, we do, don't we, Rob?
Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Next time you're playing the show and someone videotapes you, don't let them stop. That's how word of mouth gets out. People will come to your show.
What do you mean? Oh, you know what? This is that guy. This is the Mike Landis guy who's sneaking in, who came out one time and was videotaping me for like 2 hours, just sitting down there in the crouch position with a smirk on his face. And I finally chased him out of there and just stop it.
The band.
Stop it. The sax guy.
The band.
Stop the band.
The band.
Sounds like Belushi.
Yeah.
The band.
The band.
You told me we were going to get the band back together.
Don't let the band be the Yoko Ono of the show. Mike. Don't do it. Hello, June. Don and Mike Show.
I'm coming to the bowling alley, lady. You guys need some help, I hear.
What do you mean?
I heard you guys really stink.
At bowling, yes.
I'll bring my balls.
All right, bring...
You guys don't have any.
Bring your balls.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble, my fetching-voiced friend?
Oh, Mindy Cohen from The Facts of Life.
All right!
That means you have big, gigantic balls.
Yeah, absolutely. Be there. Covered with hair.
Hi, do we have the emails? I want to hear some more of these emails.
Yeah, this is our new technology that we're debuting today.
The computer emails, what you do, Verizon Unified Communication. Are you unified? I guess that's a question. Are you unified?
That's right.
To find out more, call 877-572-UNIFY or go to www.verizon-uc.com. Yo-ho. And send a...
Yo-ho.
Well, now, see the copy?
That's what I added.
Oh, you put it in.
Doesn't that make it more fun?
Yo-ho. Send us text messages only, not HTMLs.
Yo-ho.
And now let's hear some more of the emails that we've received in the last... hours of the show.
Can we play a game?
Here we go. I got it on the right pot. I should,
Hope it doesn't say received at 10:15.
No, is it cassette? This right here? Oh, there? Which one?
Should be this one. There we go. Yeah. Okay. We got it. We got it. It's working.
Just hit T and then O.
Hit play.
You know what? Okay. John came in during the commercials, especially to make sure that this would be set up in advance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That it wouldn't be effed up.
Yeah, John doesn't F up.
It worked fine. When I set it up ahead of time, it screws up.
Yeah.
All right, John, you're buying tonight.
Okay.
Because of that.
Is John going to be your minder tonight?
John and these are my two pals, my running buddies, guys that don't abandon me, right. John and Matt. John and Matty Stott and Johnny.
He's done it all.
Matt Stott and Johnny. They've done it all in New York.
Patrick Bateman, I want to say something today. Today is the day you officially went over the cliff.
Thank you.
Today is the day that the Mike O'Mara that I've known for 17 years officially left this earth.
Oh, not true.
Absolutely true.
Not true. Not true.
I'm a...
Not
hold on, I'm hearing it from back there, but I'm not hearing it.
It's not coming through the board.
I'm not hearing it through the board.
I can hear it in the background or so.
Try it again, Johnny. Try it again. Robbie, keep up on this one, not on that one.
Oh, okay. It
worked earlier. I hear a hissing sound. Like almost like we're listening to a so river.
There it's gone.
Uh-huh.
Now it's happened again.
We need that.
Hold on.
That's my respirator.
It's your respirator. Yes. It's your iron lung.
That's right.
We're trying. They're actually busily working. What we're trying to get is our email that's translated into a vocal robotic sound.
F it if it's this much trouble. Just F it.
Why is it so goddamn hard?
Like, you remember back in high school? Do you remember the four F's when you meet a woman?
Yeah.
Find them, feel them, F them, forget them.
Right.
Okay? That's how I feel about this technology today.
I mean, obviously, he's playing it on a tape recorder, correct?
Find it, feel it, F it, forget it.
It's supposed to come through the board.
Right.
Yeah.
Of a studio that was wired in the mid-1950s.
And now it's not working.
Same setup.
I know it's the same. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the dirt.
And the way that works normally with those old reel-to-reels, it's normally one button.
Okay.
That's why.
Digital.
This is digital?
Oh, yeah. This is the shortcut.
No tape recorder. Digital recorder.
Now, if you turn that up, if you turn the microphone, you can probably hear it in the background.
Hard disk. What if I bring my microphone all the way over here? Can you bring it close?
Whatever works.
Where are you going? Oh, wait.
Jesus Christ.
That's great.
Amen.
Received 11:15 a.m. today from Jason D. Audio, subject, the Turd House. What's up, Radio Gods? I am really looking forward to seeing you guys tonight at your best. I'll be sure to show up with lots of heckling energy. Woodhaven Lanes won't know what hit it. Keep it real, fellas. Sincerely, Jed. Can you squeeze my bananas? An email message. Received 11:04 a.m. today. From GSTUGGSCP. Subject. Lisa. Source on Lisa's lips. Yes, there will be no DJs for the new boyfriend.
I didn't get it.
Have you no DJs, Lisa?
No DJs.
Oh.
Old email message. Received 10:16 a.m. today. From R-O-L-L-O-V-E-R-T-O-M-A-S-I, subject. Can't stop the rock. You guys rock my bees, lovey. Lemur.
You guys rock my bees, lovey.
Old email message. Received 10:13 a.m. today from Patrick Carmody. Subject: message from Stephen Hawking. Hello, Don and Mike. This is Stephen Hawking talking. Isn't technology wonderful? Now you can hear what it took me 2 weeks to type. Thank you for listening to me, your friend and fan always, Stephen Hawking. Old email message. Received 10:15 a.m. today from Logan. Subject: overweight. Don and Mike, did you guys see the view yesterday? Star Jones mentioned at the beginning of the show that there was a foul smell in the studio, and the smell was burning her eyes. Do you guys have any idea what that smell was? James Milton, Washington, D.C.
That's funny.
Old email message. Received 10:12 a.m. today from Georgia Non. Subject: Finally, a bit that didn't start with Steve and Gary. When does Pratt release pet fish sticks? Old email message. Received 10:11 a.m. today from King Dog. You guys rock. My girlfriend left me for a girl, and she broke into my house and stole my PlayStation 2.
Wow.
But I've got a video of the last...
There are no more messages.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, there it is. We couldn't run it through the board, but we got you to hear it over the microphone.
Hear him. Anal.
Very good.
You can't say ass and then a word that starts with S and ends with X.
So what we had there was
anal,
the last message. Some girl stole the guy's PlayStation when they broke up, when she left him for another girl, but he's got a videotape of them having sex.
And it says, finally a bit that didn't start with Steve and Gary. That is the ambiguously gay duo on Saturday Night Live. I thought they meant Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer.
That's what I thought, too, when I heard that.
I don't know. Okay. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, we're trying new stuff.
Yes, we are.
The email address, donandmike@verizon-uc.com.
We're going to get that dialed in. Everything has its bugs at the beginning.
Sure. It didn't work. And you know what? I did not follow the hip disc jockey protocol of taking the piece of equipment and breaking it.
Yes, I understand.
Remind me next time.
You should smash something.
Remind me the next time that something doesn't work in the studio.
That's the cool thing to do.
To prove that I'm a cool guy, I should break it.
Absolutely. Shatter it into a million pieces.
Right, I'll do it next time.
Right.
We've saved the best for almost last.
Very good.
Maybe the best ever, Craig Wilson.
I haven't looked at it yet.
You'll love it.
All right.
Right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Burt, only on the Don and Mike Show.
Our campaign's been broke for months. Okay, thank you very much.
Mom, will you go back to the hotel?
Listen if you're fuzzless behind the zipper. The Don and Mike Show.
We're balling tonight. Woodhaven Lanes at Queens against Team Aggravation. Have a recap on that for you on tomorrow's show.
All right.
Tonight, the wives are going out.
Right.
Those of us who are still married.
Right.
The wives. Sorry, Patrick. My wife, I'm sure Sharon, a.k.a. Frida, will have the update on tomorrow's episode.
Good.
What?
I was just moving my stuff over from one side to the other. What do you think I was doing? Go ahead, talk about your wives going out. I wasn't doing anything.
They're going out. I mean...
What did I say?
Nothing.
Did I say a word?
No, you didn't say anything.
All right, go ahead.
Also tomorrow on the show, Homo Joe on the streets of New York, and the debut of a brand new game called Forgive Me.
Forgive Me.
Ooh. That is tomorrow.
Interesting.
On the Don and Mike Show. Don't turn your head like that. You turn your head that way like when a dog hears something.
Forgive Me.
It's not.
There you go.
Nothing to do.
All right.
With you.
Just, you know, those of us that are still married, that got me in a defensive crouch momentarily, you know.
I didn't want you to, well, you know, and actually my wife...
I know my wife wouldn't feel left out.
Actually, my wife said to me...
She was never a participant when we were
happily married. She was never a participant in those wives' nights out anyway.
She said to me, should I call? Well, not for lack of being invited.
No, I know that. I know, but she never was into it.
Frida said, should I call Laura?
Mm-hmm.
And I said...
No, Laura's not into that.
Oh, well, okay. Well,
no, not at all.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know now. I mean, maybe she is now.
We'll have the...
Maybe she wasn't because of me.
We'll have to recap on tomorrow's episode.
I don't know.
Get out your USA.
If I knew, I'd have an answer for you.
Get out your USA.
I have it right here. Flipped over to the right side, so I can't look at it. Now, can I flip it over to the right side?
You're going
to
love it.
All right, here we go.
Craig Wilson Wednesday. Here we go.
All right.
The final word by Craig Wilson. From today's USA Today.
Bags and bags of old stuff are a pack rat's best friend and find. Nothing more than
feeling. I'm a bit of a pack rat. It drives my partner, Jack, crazy.
What's this?
He asked the other day, picking up an overstuffed garbage bag in the corner of the laundry room.
Oh. It's down feathers from some old pillows, I replied. Leave them alone. I'm going to use them someday.
Someday, of course, is the operative word here.
I have a hard time throwing things away. I don't know why. I didn't grow up in the Depression. I never lacked for anything in childhood. Always had new clothes for school.
But cleaning out my closet every spring, something I did the other day, is really a fool's errand on my part. I take everything out, look everything over, then put everything back in its place. It's more an airing than a cleansing process.
Oh, those 530 jeans I haven't worn in years. You know I could never be that size again. Or you never know. I could be that size again.
Those Hawaiian...
I could.
Those Hawaiian shirts I used to think were so cool.
Oh, when Mac and P.I. was all the rage. Why do they look better than Tom Selleck these days?
Oh. And those narrow ties that are so out they're almost in again? They hang with the rest on the back of my closet door.
For some reason, I can't get it out of my mind that all this stuff will be useful once again. You just have to wait. I'm a firm believer that the minute you throw something away is always less than an hour before you'll need it again.
Jack, on the other hand, throws away fine things without so much as a thought. He goes through cleaning frenzies ending with bags of garbage in the hallway to be taken out to the curb.
More than once, he has caught me pawing through them, pulling out the odd sweater. I always like that on you. Or a favorite coffee cup missing its handle. I had this in my first apartment, Jack.
This is the gayest he's ever been. This is the gayest Craig Wilson column we have ever read. I visited my friend Jeannie at her work the other day. Jeannie hasn't thrown away anything since the War of 1812. Okay, maybe since the Civil War. Her desk was stacked high with papers, books and magazines covered the floor. Unopened mail on a side table was as high as a January snow in Buffalo. I think it was a side table. I couldn't really see it. But I do think I saw a penny postcard.
Did my heart good.
Jack, of course, would have had that office whipped into shape in about 45 seconds. We got new slipcovers a while ago. We got new slipcovers a while ago. And before I knew it, the old ones were at the curb. I would have salvaged them for later use, but I went out of town that day, and they were gone by the time I returned.
Probably a happy medium between us hoarders and those who put the newspaper in the recycling bin before the next day's bad news arrives. But I've never met that happy medium person.
Like Jack.
Just wait for the music to recue.
My partner, Jack.
A neighbor moved out of her apartment the other day, leaving behind any number of treasures on the curb. I never knew it, but she obviously was related to Jack.
I took a couple of clay pots for the garden, carried a small bookcase to a neighbor who I knew could use it, and succumbed to a couple of margarita glasses whose stems were in the shape of cacti. I don't drink margaritas much, but that's beside the point. But I passed on a mint-conditioned red velvet Be Mine pillow in the shape of a heart.
in therapy circles. Rolling down on I think they call that a breakthrough.
The Final Word by Craig Wilson.
Yeah.
There he is.
Oh, Jack would have had that office whipped into shape.
Feelings
in about 45 seconds. The gayest ever.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Barna, now are you willing
oh, yes.
finally admit
oh, yes.
that Craig Wilson is a gay?
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. Every week we go through this argument at the end of the segment when I say to Mike,
right.
Now do you believe that Craig Wilson is a gay?
Only the day he writes the column that says, I am gay.
Do you remember those Hawaiian shirts I used to wear?
I passed on a mint condition red velvet Be Mine pillow in the shape of a heart.
New slipcover!
And it's a breakthrough.
It's really a fool's errand.
Oh.
The 530 jeans I haven't worn in years. You never know. He's caught me, Jack has caught me pawing through the garbage at the curb, pulling out the odd sweater. I always like that on you.
Jack has caught me or caught me jacking. Whichever is true. Oh, man, my Hawaiian shirts look better than Tom Selleck.
Those ties are so thin, they're almost hip again.
A margarita glass. The stems were in the shape of cacti. But I passed on the mint-conditioned red velvet Be Mine pillow in look, the shape of a heart.
Look on the curb. It's the clay pots. Perfect for the garden.
Fill them with down feathers. I'm saving them.
That's right. That's right. It's old. It's down feathers from some old pillow. Leave it alone.
Jack, on the other hand, throws away perfectly fine things without so much as a thought.
I need 45 seconds. It's a fool's errand.
I do, you know, think that if there is truth to this this whole gay thing that you've been talking about, based on this column, I think I know who'd be catching.
Wouldn't be Jack.
Jack's the pitcher.
Right.
No doubt about it.
Absolutely.
Let me just say that Craig's Johnny Bench.
Yeah.
Craig's Mike Piazza. Jack is Roger Clemens or Pedro Martinez or
bingo,
Randy Johnson. But that's all right, Craig Wilson, if you're listening right now.
Absolutely not that there's anything wrong with that.
I want to tell you something. Andy Etchebarren was a great baseball player. He was a catcher. So was Yogi Berra. You're the Yogi Berra of the relationship.
I'm just a bit of a pack rat. I'm Craig Wilson. Pots, but I passed on that Be Mine pillow.
Boy, what restraint. I'm on a fool's errand today.
Super duper. Oh my God.
Let me say, in our relationship, I'd have to say that Jack is the Don Drysdale, and I'm the Joe Garagiola. He's the pitcher, and I'm the catcher.
Jack throws away perfectly fine things without so much as a thought.
45 seconds.
Gregory Wilson.
Yeah.
Great journalist.
Damn.
Love him.
Oh, we just got the slip covers.
And I was at work, so he threw them away. Jack, you beast.
Throw them away, Craig.
The best.
Where else would you rather be? Than right here, right now.
I agree. I threw the newspaper.
Oh, boy, you.
I threw the newspaper, and it hit the button that made the sound effect go off.
That's what Craig says to Jack. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Hey, let's go to Boston. Told you worth it.
Oh, absolutely.
As bad as last week's Craig Wilson USA Today column was,
sure.
Today really makes up for it.
Like seven Jacks. In the story. That's how it's the Jack count.
USA Gay Today.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
All right.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Well, we said in advance that was very...
That was very professional.
But I forgot to play this.
This
no!
Is
no,
the...
Joe, no!
I forgot to play this.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz, Joe, how could you play the end of spots thing when I haven't teased with Buzz? I played the cards out of order. My mistake. Someone called that's incredible. I just made a mistake.
Never happened before.
Buzz, what's your lead story?
Today, Don and Mike, Rio blames it on The Simpsons.
Okay, well, whatever that means then. Get ready for Buzz with the news. We're down to $275 now.
Please don't make it $250.
In the jackpot with the celebrity burp, because remember, every time we get a wrong answer, we
right.
take away $25.
Yeah, your chance to win becomes greater as the money gets less.
But
The clues get easier.
Right.
Be the 100th caller right now at 877-365-3636. Thank you, Craig. Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, Jack. And Mike, the whole thing, that was very...
professional!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Like a five-star BJ. The Don and Mike program.
All right, just ahead of Bazito. Newsos and Cementos. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I'm following Hendrix.
Right. Yes, you are, my friend. And what's your name?
Ken.
Hi, Ken. Where are you from?
Colorado, New Jersey.
Ken, you got the Blockbuster prize pack. I mean, you got a DVD copy of Spy Game. You know, I watched this with my wife when we were on vacation, a pay-per-view. It's not bad.
Good movie.
Robert Redford and Brad Pitt. Spy Game, available for rent now at Blockbuster. You've won your copy on DVD. Make it a Blockbuster night. Now you're going to play for $275 as the jackpot continues to spiral downward.
Please.
I'll give you another hint, though. The last hint I gave you was that the mystery burper, the celebrity burper, has been on the Don and Mike show.
Right. All right.
Your previous hints were an actor or actress.
Right.
An entertainer.
Uh-huh.
A handsome devil.
Handsome devil normally does not apply to a woman.
Ah, but a woman could be handsome.
Yes, a handsome woman, like B. Arthur.
I will tell you now. Television star.
Wow.
Okay? Television star.
Just put it up on the lights, Doc.
Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
Thank you, Mike. Oh, hold on a second. Everything's out of order all of a sudden.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There we go. You got a free listen. Now think about it. Handsome devil. Entertainer, actor, actress. Been on the Don and Mike show, television star.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Kevin James.
Kevin James. No, James.
No. We're sorry.
No, it's one of the earlier guests we said has nobody has any affiliation to the show King of Queens. Absolutely not. Congratulations. Every guess is a clue for you.
Clue for you.
You have now brought the jackpot down to $250.
Next person, and I'm sorry.
That's okay. Thank you, my friend. Hold on just a second.
Next person will be trying for $250.
Hold on. I have to mention that tomorrow on the show, we'll be giving away Bose Wave Radio.
Good.
Courtesy of VoiceStream Wireless, the fastest growing nationwide wireless service. No one gives you more minutes to talk whenever you want. Visit the VoiceStream store or call 1-888-STREAMS to find out more. Also, tomorrow we have Kid Rock tickets to give away on the show for both D.C. and Baltimore and Philadelphia.
Excellent.
Okay? There you go. And Amtrak.
Yeah.
1-800-USA-RAIL. Thank you, Amtrak.
The greatest.
There you go. Okay?
That's everything? We get everything in there?
I'll make you happy now?
Huh? Fine.
It's fine. Come on. No, we mean it's fine.
It's great. No,
it's fine. Okay, good.
It's good.
Good. Thanks. Thanks.
I need
No.
Yeah.
No, there you go.
No, I need that.
There. Bye. Take it all. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, and send us email at donandmike@verizon.com.
And then maybe you'll hear your email on the air.
Right.
And now here's Buzz.
Tourism officials in Rio de Janeiro say they're thinking seriously about suing the producers of The Simpsons.
Come on. How about a hug?
Give him a hug.
How about a hug?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. How about a hug? Come on.
Oh, isn't that That's wonderful?
Nice. That's nice. That's touching.
Isn't that sweet?
I like Get your hands off.
That's a no, lot of touching.
I didn't
sweet.
Touch you.
Just kidding.
Isn't that nice?
Come on.
Right. Isn't that nice and sweet?
Very nice. How about hugging Mike?
Whoa.
Yeah, not necessary.
Okay, all right.
Okay, toodaloo.
One at a time, okay?
There you go. Right. Right. I'll catch you next year.
Really? All right. That's four words she's never said before.
Wow.
One at a time.
Wow.
Rio, talking about suing The Simpsons, has to do with a very recent episode called Blame It on Lisa, in which the family travels to Rio to look for the orphan Lisa had been sponsoring. During the show, Homer gets kidnapped by a taxi driver and robbed by street kids. The episode was also full of vicious monkeys. But according to tourist officials in Rio, there are no monkeys in the area. Rio's blaming the producers of The Simpsons for derailing an $18 million ad campaign. But tourism in Rio was really hurt recently by an outbreak of dengue fever, a disease carried by mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Let me mention that website address again. It's Verizon-UC.com. Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com.
You could have played the Rio hit.
UC.com.
I would have brought my Peter Allen album in.
Oh, will I go to Rio? this is the Rio song.
Yeah.
Craig Wilson loved that.
Jack, you're throwing away my Duran Duran album.
Get out of here, Craig.
What happened to the flip coverage?
Hey, well, look what I say for you. It's a Be Mine velvet pillow.
It's heart-shaped.
Yes, it is.
FBI agents came under fire today in Philadelphia. Agents were towing away a couple of cars involved in the drug investigation when a man with a gun opened fire. He actually brought the convoy to a stop, and two people, including a female bystander, were wounded by the man. The FBI agents never fired a shot, but one of the tow truck drivers did. It happened near Philadelphia's historical district. The man leaped out of a van and shouted, "I'm taking those cars. They're mine."
Did he get killed?
No.
Oh,
no, he was arrested.
All right.
Kmart has yanked this week's Globe tabloid off its racks because of its story on Martha Stewart. Martha designed...
Oh, you just had a story about Philadelphia. So.
Yes, Philadelphia.
We're going to have music for all the stories today.
That's great. We're trying. Oh, we're late because you're done with the Philadelphia story.
You
right.
Want to talk this one up like a DJ?
Oh, you want me to, Mike? I'd be glad to right now. 26 years, queer health of John.
Duran Duran now. Kmart has yanked this week's Globe tabloid...
Wouldn't that be Gaymart?
Gaymart, yes. Gaymart has yanked this week's Globe tabloid off its racks because of a story about Martha Stewart.
It's a good thing.
Martha designed stuff for Kmart and has been one of the few bright spots for the company in the past couple of years. The Globe headline screams, "Martha the Monster."
Yeah, a little song about Martha Stewart right here.
Yeah, there you go, Mike. You're tracking.
Very good.
That's right, Martha Stewart, everybody. What an effing bitch.
And she's back. The story features snippets from a new tell-all book called Martha, Inc. The story and the book accuse Martha of lies and dirty tricks in her quest for success. That's no Globe tabloid in 1,800 Kmart stores.
What are they going to do?
I don't know. Yankee fans are hoping a Long Island judge will force Cablevision to again carry the Yankees games. 3 million fans lost access to the telecast when the cable company was unable to reach a deal with the Yankees' new YES Network.
Well, I have a question. Last night, I watched some of the Yankees game.
Because you have the YES Network.
Right.
Right. Is that why? Because they have YES Network?
Right.
And I was wondering if I was getting it just because it was an away game. They're playing up in Toronto.
No, I think we have the YES Network on our cable system our building.
So, hi, neighbor.
Hi there.
I keep forgetting
I think that's it, Don, because you know for a long time how we had that little billboard
that said YES is coming?
YES is coming.
Notice bars around New York are starting to advertise, "Yes, we have the YES Network."
Hey, Rob?
Yeah.
Yes. We're talking about YES, the YES Network.
Oh, okay. Well, I want a different...
We're talking about the YES Network,
well,
Rob.
I see where you're going.
There you go. And it'd be kind of... I have a soft spot in my heart about that, you know. But I know the YES Network is what all this controversy is about.
Right, and their battle with Cablevision. Now lawyers filed a class action suit accusing both sides...
But we're also talking about...
The group.
The YES Network in New York.
Yes, absolutely. Depends on what state of mind you're in.
That's right.
Bingo.
Thank you. Tracking today with the music.
There you go. And, of course, the YES Network. We got a live version.
No, not that one.
Too slow.
I always hated YES.
I loved YES. I was a banger. I was a headbanger when I was a kid. I loved YES.
I mean, I like YES, but it's like roundabout. You got to give me, don't go past all this crap.
Yeah, get right to it.
Been a roundabout. Change your way.
Listen to this. I'm a minute into it.
Yes, it's longer.
These douchebags are still doing it.
Jamming.
Could have modernized it, too, with a little Owner of a Lonely Heart. Here we go.
Good afternoon, everybody. Mike Elson with you. Cabin. You gonna do it like an AR, John? This is 97 Rock. Or they go, "It's 97 Rock."
97 Rock.
It's 97 Rock.
Anyway, Buzz.
So
the,
a lawyer has filed a class action suit accusing both the cable company and the YES Network of conspiring to drive up the price viewers have to pay to see the games on TV. The lawsuit asked the court to force the games back onto cable, at least until the dispute
settles. What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
In the meantime, the games are still blacked out in the Bronx, Brooklyn, Long Island, and Westchester.
It's the studio version.
Much better.
What's that?
They don't have owner.
Oh, they don't. Okay. Where's that album? Let me see what he got. Okay, I know we're not going to play it, but let me look at it.
It's the Fragile album.
Okay.
There you go. What cut do you like?
I always enjoyed And You and I.
Yeah, it's a crappy album.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Sorry. No, it's not. It's a great album, but it's not anything that would be appropriate for us today.
It is not. Buzz, we have to break.
All right, then.
I don't know why you're so into screwing around today on the news.
Where does the time go?
You could go to break with cut number six.
You want me to?
Yeah, it's just a personal favorite.
Anything I ever heard before?
Yeah.
Really?
For this, yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, for this job.
Yeah, it's a good job. It's another one of their hits.
Just Say Yes.
With a block of rock. Don't forget... Don't forget the Beatle Brunch coming up. It's 97 Rock.
Todd Geronimo on vocals right now.
What's your answer?
Damn it.
What's your answer? Are you digging the sunshine today? Yes. It's 97 Rock. Boise.
Long distance.
Sure,
I missed it.
Hell yeah. That's Yes, though.
They suck ass. They're the worst.
No.
Christ, they're awful.
They're
certainly not
the worst.
They're like Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Yeah, I love ELP.
The lucky man.
Garbage. Jesus. Junk.
Fanfare for the common man.
Junk. BS junk. Oh, we got a break.
Yes, that's what I hear.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Five o'clock whistle, done a blink. The whistle won't blow, and what do you think? My papa's still in the factory, 'cause you don't know what time it happens to be. La da 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 da.
Gorgeous.
I got a little bunny rabbit which I'm taking to my grandma's to have, see?
Yeah. Not a bad pair of stings for a rabbit.
Yeah, he's got a cute face too, see?
See? Now, see?
Don't listen if you're fuzzless behind the zipper. The Don and Mike Show.
There's your Messiah now, see?
There's your Messiah.
Buzz news and comments today brought to you by Verizon Unified Communications. Are you unified? Find out more. Call 877-572-UNIFY or visit Verizon-UC.com. Parentheses, read as Verizon-UC.com.
You
parentheses.
Got it. You had it right the first time, right?
I know. I just like reading the instructions.
That's good.
Here again is... Buzz Girdley.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Here in New York, a lawyer for an accused terrorist is being targeted by the feds for helping him communicate with other terrorists from behind bars.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
There he is. Donald Lee from Attorney at Law.
Omar Abdel Rahman is doing life for plotting to blow up New York landmarks. His lawyer, longtime radical Lynn Stewart, is accused of helping smuggle messages out of prison and to his followers who make up a branch of Al-Qaeda.
He lawyer, long time.
The 62-year-old lawyer says she's not guilty and fights for all of her clients.
Think of the same thing. Excuse me.
No, sure. Yeah, weird the way it sounded.
Me lawyer, long time.
Yeah, lawyer, you long time.
This, she says, will be a very good fight. Diabetics are feeling less welcome at concerts promoted by Clear Channel Entertainment. The company, which also owns a lot of radio stations, is now being sued by the federal government over its rules about medical supplies at concerts. The rule bans not only the insulin syringes that are commonly used by diabetics, but even the small lancets they use to test their blood sugar. Clear Channel, the world's biggest concert promoter, owns or operates 110 concert venues in this country. The government says the no-needles rule discriminates against diabetics.
Hey, don't go slamming Clear Channel, Buzz.
Therefore, violates the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Hey, listen, I just want to say that I'm behind this all the way.
The rule, or?
Yeah, the rule. Let's keep the cripples out.
Hey!
Beautiful, lovely Oscar winner Halle Berry has been injured while filming an upcoming James Bond movie.
Oh, no.
The 33-year-old...
Are her breasts okay?
They are.
Okay.
The 33, that you won't see
Who
them...
Who cares,
in,
then?
You won't see them in the movie.
Who cares?
The 33-year-old was working in Spain shooting a scene with Pierce Brosnan. They were in the middle of multiple explosions during a helicopter shootout when a piece of debris from a smoke grenade flew into Berry's left eye.
Oh, dear.
A doctor labored for 30 minutes to remove the debris. He says she was very lucky with no permanent damage or disfigurement. The movie
Well, will they be more careful? She's a national treasure.
Please, exactly.
So she's not a cripple?
No.
Okay.
But she can go to the concert.
Yes.
Unless she's a diabetic.
There you go.
Blind.
A Philadelphia-area man is looking forward to growing back his hair while he recovers from the burns. 61-year-old Joseph Bonk of Bucks County, PA, accidentally set himself on fire.
Fire Marshal Bill!
When he tried to light his cigarette. He really shouldn't have been smoking since he suffers from emphysema.
Mm-hmm.
And he really shouldn't have been smoking since he was giving himself a dose of oxygen at the time. Pure oxygen is highly flammable, as Joseph Bonk can now attest.
Oh, Joseph Bonk.
Hold on, Bonk.
Bonk. There it is.
Bonk.
Young Damon Francis needed to get to Canada. He needed to get out of the U.S. so he wouldn't be arrested for his latest crimes. So he tried to speed into Canada on a street sweeper. Police say Francis...
Come on!
He crashed his Cadillac through the fence at a company where he recently worked briefly. While inside, they say he stole some gasoline credit cards and the keys to a street sweeper.
Come on, baby! Look at this baby! 15 miles per hour!
Come on.
But as with so many of his past crimes, he never made it to freedom. He's now looking at 5 years in prison. Authorities describe him as delusional.
Here he is. Get on the air.
Come on, baby.
We're going to go now. You and me, baby, crossing the border.
Come on.
Cross that border, baby.
Come on. Pedal to the metal 15 miles per hour.
You're not going
to
catch me now.
Come on.
There we go.
Blame Canada. Come on.
And you don't see this every day. In El Dorado, Arkansas, two men on horseback rode through the food section of a Walmart supercenter the other day. It was early Sunday morning when store employees called police, who found the evidence, a large pile of horse manure just inside the front door.
That was
the cowboy's ages.
Sure, was it from a greeter?
No, not really sure.
Hugs are great. Oh, man, I gotta take a deuce.
The cowboy's ages 20 and 23 were later arrested after a chase. Both men now face charges, including... public intoxication.
Hello, young man. How are you? Check out aisle 4. See what I left there for you.
In sports.
Welcome. It's a Walmart.
There.
May I help you?
Greet that.
Eagles offensive coordinator Rod Dauhauer retired today after 21 years in the NFL and after helping Philadelphia reach the NFC Championship game last season. The 59-year-old Dauhauer was the team's offensive coordinator for 3 years. He was head coach of the Colts in 85 and most of the 86 season. He earned a Super Bowl ring as the Washington Redskins quarterbacks coach in 1991.
And then he was promptly eaten by Andy Reid.
And we have the tape of Andy Reid when he got the news.
Okay.
Here he is.
Man, that would be it.
Finally,
Andy Reid.
A petty thief in Pinellas County, Florida is going to think twice next time he considers stealing a pack of cigarettes. Police there say their suspect walked into a liquor store over the weekend and swiped some smokes. One of the clerks chased the man and wrote down the license plate number of the getaway car. The getaway car crashed, so the suspect was on foot again. That's when the Scooby, the police dog, caught him.
Couldn't find a street sweeper?
Police say their boy Scooby first bit the suspect in the butt and then in the crotch.
Mm.
Doctors say they were able to successfully reattach the suspect's penis. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
WNEW in New York. Great show today. Thank you. And see you bowling tonight. Toodaloo.
Ass.
And clear.
Perfect.
There you go. Now we're still on. Now we're still on 49 other radio stations.
Fantastic.
Hi. For a couple of minutes. Let's go to the phone.
Hi, I'm the 100th caller.
No, we ain't doing it anymore, honey.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
We're just sharing our goodwill with you.
Thank you for being one of our mindless drones, though. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Great. Comment ça va, Nick? And do good old speak to Taz.
calling from South Louisiana.
You know, we never got anybody to come up and speak Spanish today.
No, we have to do that.
I forgot about that.
That's something we really have to pursue tomorrow.
Started at the beginning of the show and then just kind of lost track of it.
Actually, guys, it's French, but that's it's close.
Hey, give us a little French again.
Comment ça va?
Comment ça va? That's easy.
Yeah, yeah. De gros si putains, that means you two fat sons of bitches.
Okay. Qui foi? Cool. Qui foi?
Where?
That's French for who farted. I think.
It really enjoyed the show.
Pourquoi? Pourquoi?
What's that mean?
What?
Pourquoi? Pourquoi?
Does that mean F-U?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, sounds good.
I'm making it up.
Pourquoi?
P-K?
Pardon me?
Where? P-K.
What's that mean?
That means, F and...
Hey, do you really speak French? No, you don't.
My daughter's taught me quite a bit of it because she's a French American.
I was being Bobby Knight there. Do you speak French? No, you don't. And you shouldn't be calling the station, should you?
All right,
no, you shouldn't.
What's the station you're listening to us on right now?
Actually, that's what I was calling. I'd pick up on the tape delay in Lafayette, but I heard that Lake Charles had you, so I went out, I got me an antenna, put it on a pole, put the pole in the ground, and hooked it up to my boombox radio.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing you lot now.
All right, and what's that? Well, so what's that station?
Sir?
What's that station?
Oh, 97.9.
Beautiful. Lake Charles, Louisiana. All right, thank you for the call.
Well, thank you for listening.
All right, bye-bye.
No.
All right. I've just abbreviated things.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.